93 FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C. This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Right, Doc?
Well, I'm going to pump them full of sunshine, get them on their back, and then I'm going to move on.
Whoa! All right. I agree, Dr. Phil. Whoa!
Let's get some hookers and some coke and go crazy.
All right. Anything else, Dr. Phil?
Bless her heart. She can't add two and two, but she got a great body, and I'm taking her home.
No, I miss Beth Ann, too. God, I miss Beth Ann.
Baby.
And Phil?
I only date dumb women because the smart ones see right through me.
Yeah.
Now, when he's right, he's right.
Well, I like it when he's honest.
Good advice.
When he's right,
talks about himself.
He's right.
Well, let's start today. Of course, there have been flowers, there have been telegrams, even though Western Union has gone out of business.
And there have been tears. Tears of joy.
Of course.
Many, many tears.
Hugs.
Big tears of joy.
Mm-hmm. Now, even though I am maintaining my American Idol ban.
Yes.
In my personal life, and as much as I possibly can on this show.
Willpower.
There is a tape from last night's American Idol that does lead perfectly into the return of Joe.
Very good.
Oh, very good.
And you missed a wonderful one last night. I'm back on board, stronger than ever.
They had a good one.
Terrific. The best yet. Right, Rob?
Yeah, really,
yeah, best yet.
So hello?
Joe.
Here you go.
He's back.
Here he is. Now listen to this.
I am fed up of your hissy attitude. You resigned publicly in front of them. I think this lot here are sick to death of you. I'll decide whether we want you back in this competition in 30 minutes. I don't want to hear any more from you.
Wow.
There you go. Hi, welcome back, Joe.
Oh, I thought you pulled the other one.
You know, there's that wonderful time, Andrew. The
welcome
magic,
back, Joe.
The Joe magic.
Howdy.
That we've been missing. So you're still high as a goofball on your high blood pressure medicine.
I'm not high. It's just it's weird.
What's it doing to you?
I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
Do you feel like ginger ale?
Well, I hadn't thought of that.
The whole body.
I feel like I'm not going to have an aneurysm, which is nice to feel that way after a month or so.
So you felt like your head was going to explode?
For the last month, you felt like you were going to have an aneurysm?
Ticking time bomb.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Yeah.
Well, that's odd, too. You know, headaches. Hey, my headache's gone. I can say that much.
That's good.
Hey, good.
Very good.
A headache that I've probably had for 3 months.
Thank God you're back.
3 months? It's really too long to have one.
Yeah.
Thank goodness you're back, because as I had mentioned, we had called, Arby's, Chick-fil-A, asked them for their best and their brightest. That's what we said. We don't care how pimply the person is.
Don't like to give up their best and brightest.
Oh, no, they don't. You know, we had a couple of night managers at the Wendy's.
Yeah, IHOP.
Oh, Mike, yeah, you're right. A true night manager at an all-night restaurant.
Well, I felt responsible, so I was personally soliciting them at about 4 o'clock in the morning.
But as you can tell, the show has really got a lot of momentum and energy, and that's because Joe is back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing that I find the funniest about this... Oh, and good day to you, Joe. Joe, anything you'd like to say?
No.
Maybe you could help me out here a little bit, Joe.
Okay.
That in some ways, who cares what anybody thinks about this show? But in other ways, you do care what people think about the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking on the Internet... And there's something
a fascinating invention.
There was something funny on DCR TV about Buzz,
right?
That we should read, like a fake news story about Buzz.
Hold on.
And also, I'm reading on that side and on our fan message board that many people seem to think that this whole retarded situation with you was a stunt.
Yes,
and
that seems to be the popular sentiment.
Hey, listen, if it was a stunt, I'm not that stupid. Okay, I mean, you know what a good stunt would be? Jesus Christ, a good stunt would be set the guy on fire and kick his ass out of the state station.
That's a stunt.
That's a stunt.
Now I'm listening.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who cares really about Joe? I mean, no offense, Joe.
I don't even care about me.
Oh, now.
That's not good.
Now.
And that's the right attitude to have, Joe. You're being a realist about this. You're looking in the mirror and you're finally seeing.
I don't understand these comments because I care desperately.
So, first, to get this out of the way for DCRTV and for Radio Gods Forum and everything else, for what it's worth, on my wife's casket,
right.
I swear, shut up, I swear this was not a stunt.
No, there's nothing fake about this.
Joe really effed up the show for a couple of days by coming in and not coming in and sending the emails and then blaming Mike and then blaming his high blood pressure, then blaming the goddamn megaphone, which leads me to point number two. I'm also looking on, I got to be careful how I say this. This is just me talking to the creepy people on the internet.
I'm talking to somebody else.
Creepy people.
On our fan site, okay? There's a thread about somebody who used to work here.
Huh.
And there's somebody with the screen name J-A-Y-S-U-J-M.
What is that?
Well, people will figure it out. For obvious reasons, may not seem obvious to you, but they are to me, I cannot comment on the text of what's going on these
mm-hmm.
message boards.
I understand.
But I would say to that person that unequivocally, on my wife's casket and on my children's lives, what you have written is not only 100% wrong, it's upside freaking down.
Absolutely.
Okay? I mean, I know it's just the internet. I know people can write whatever they want to write.
Apparently.
But I think that the good people on that site, on that Radio Gods Forum site, they should eat this guy. They should donner pass this guy. What I'm saying is
start with his thigh, move down his leg.
Yeah.
Eat his arms, eat his flank.
Really? Because, and I can't...
Cannibalize him.
I can't bring it up on the radio.
Right.
Because it's something that involved the FCC. And this show. But what was written there, you know, there's a part of me that just wonders who that person is writing that on that site.
Of course. Yeah, it seems that they're awfully opinionated about stuff that a normal person that wasn't involved wouldn't know. And that's me saying that.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's all I could say about that.
All right.
Really, that's all I can say.
The nice thing that I found about the internet...
That's not true, and the thing about Joe is definitely not a hoax. He's just an idiot. He's just a mongoloid.
And the thing about...
we love him, but he's just a dope.
All of these threads and all these opinions, the anonymity of the internet is truly amazing. You can get on your soapbox and have no accountability.
Yes. You know, there's a part... I embrace it. I like the fact that people enjoy writing about the show. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that our website gets something like 2 million hits a day. I'm not making that up.
No, if people are talking about you, that means things are good.
Mm-hmm. I like going to the BM Eaters site and you know, seeing what you little brains have to say. I don't agree with you. It's only when somebody writes something that is just so 100% over the top wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that there's a small part of it wrong. Everything is wrong. Every freaking thing is wrong. So I urge the participants in that board to turn on this chap and ask this chap where he finds this information.
That is the best thing to do.
Because I've
ask
already,
him where he gets his information.
I've already sworn on an angel in heaven not true.
I don't know whether it's a man or a woman. I should say where he gets his information or where she gets her information.
Could be either one, Mike.
Easily.
It could be either one.
Very easily.
Could be. Like, don't you ever wonder? You know, I know that a lot of the postings about us, like on DCRTV, that we suck and that life has passed us by and that the company hates us because we didn't get mornings. I know that there's a percentage of those that are coming from those Opie and Anthony idiots
mm-hmm.
in New York who still troll and still hate
us. Of course.
But don't think that I don't know that they're generally coming from one guy's apartment. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and everybody that reads those sites should know that when there are those certain strong opinions, when they have the real passion, That's coming from somebody that's got an axe to grind.
Junior detectives will figure it out.
That's somebody that's taking it personally.
I know part of the fun of the listening to a dumb show like this is that you get on the internet and you write with your creepy friends and you theorize about what happened, like you might about like a soap opera or something.
Right.
I understand that. It's just sometimes things are written that just piss me off.
Crazy
and I'm,
wrong.
I'm thinking about it on the way in today, thinking really the percentage of people who saw that on the internet compared to the percentage of people that are listening is just minuscule.
Right.
But on the other hand, what the frig? You know, you give me a chance to say that's wrong, and also that thing with Joe was a stunt.
Set the record straight.
You know, I mean, God, if you think it's a stunt.
Well, if it had been a stunt, I would have actually been driving around in the free money mobile giving people $100 for listening to the show in traffic, but we don't even have a free money mobile.
You are just...
We don't even have any free money.
I really don't even know why you're back.
His head doesn't hurt.
Because it's a dynamic.
I don't know why you're back. You know what you are? You're like a three-legged dog to me, Joe. You really are.
There's
like,
nothing funnier than a three-legged dog, I always say.
You are like a three-legged dog that for whatever reason, I keep allowing to come in through that dog door and eat out of my bowl.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, there you go.
So how you feeling about working with Mike?
Oh, fine.
Yeah, we talked yesterday.
We're all in our places with bright, shiny faces.
Yeah.
All right, Joe.
Joe and I have, it should be said, Joe and I have, you know, when we go out to Cancer Corner occasionally, we have nice conversations out
there.
Well,
Joe, sure. Well, Joe, then...
Joe's been in my joint recently, probably more recently than anybody else, and tells me to dust the rhino.
Then if we're just getting it all out there.
I spent my own money at your joint. Actually, I borrowed it first, and I paid it back.
You did pay it back. You were a man of honor.
If we're just getting it all out there...
Yeah.
Because we reacted to what we heard in previous shows, during the show, during the commercials, from the program director. Just answer, just without beating a dead horse. Why did
that's the medication. It does that too much.
Yeah, that's that blood pressure medication.
Right. Loosens you up.
Yeah. Why'd you stomp on Mike? Why'd you say, you know, I can't work with O'Meara? Why pick on Mike?
Oh, it's just so easy, isn't it?
Oh, come on. I really appreciate
it. Well, I asked him the same question in a way. I mean, in a way, he had explained that he just wasn't, you know, it wasn't feeling well.
He's like California. I mean, look at how many faults there are in that landscape.
What?
That's an earthquake fault joke.
Yeah, and California's beautiful.
Now, Joe.
It's big, it's beautiful, and it has cracks in it.
Joe faults.
That's what he's saying.
Be very careful, Joe.
We all have four.
Anyway, where were we? I don't even know what I'm on. I got to get on the internet and find out what this stuff is.
All right. Are you best?
Oh, I remember. Why did I jump on Mike? Well, I mean, it's been a long week, and every time you're not here, Don, we miss you. So it just, you know, it just came to a head. But, you know, cooler heads prevail, I suppose.
Eventually.
Well, let's see if they prevail now. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great.
Okay. All right.
I'm fine.
Proud of you.
Dust that rhino.
I'm fine.
Proud of you. Such a retard.
Come on, Mike.
What about you? You're such a retard.
Just busting chops.
I understand. Okay. Exactly.
But Joe, here's the thing.
Yes.
Mike, at this point, is not calling the program director saying he cannot work with Joe anymore.
Well, hand the phone.
Mike,
he calls.
Mike is not sent an email saying he will not be showing up at work for a week because he was wounded by your barb that he is like the like California with many faults.
Right.
You understand?
Yes.
He does.
Explain it to me then.
He says yes.
Explain it to me, please, and everybody listening.
I guess Mike is more of a man.
How so?
Than what?
No, he's more of a professional.
Than who?
Than myself.
Well, that goes without saying.
This is one of those times where I'm probably listening with as much attention as I ever listen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very curious about this this Socratic method once again.
Of course.
Hey, thank you again for the Socrates thing.
Socrates,
love it. Joe.
Yeah, I will say this.
Yes.
If there appears to be more...
I'm just making a joke.
I understand.
As Mike was on Friday when you stomped off.
He pulled that joke out of the bag too many times. Drove me nuts.
What, with the headache and all?
God, Joe.
Well, you want me to tell you? He drove me nuts with that bullhorn.
But it wasn't the bullhorn.
Now listen, really.
Right?
How come you guys...
I mean, it was what you said to me yesterday was it was your blood pressure.
When I asked you guys,
well, now I know that. At least I think that's what it was.
I'll
revise it. I can't work with Mike O'Mara and a bullhorn.
If I can be effing serious for a second, why didn't you have this discussion off the air yesterday before we came on the air? I mean, it sounds like there are new revelations.
I thought we had that. I thought we cleared it up.
There are new.
Well,
levels.
I did too. I thought everything was fine.
I apologize. I mean,
well,
what
accepted,
more do you want?
I accepted your apology.
Okay.
But it
does rock on. Ever forward.
I mean, I'm just sitting here listening to this. This is kind of new right now.
I think, to be honest.
But just because I said you're like California with...
No. 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 We're all past that, I think. No, we're all past that. That doesn't bother me.
Where are we? I've lost track.
That was a great one-liner sketch. But listen, Shecky.
There seems I'm just reading between the lines is what I'm doing, and I hope there aren't any issues, and if there are, I would welcome talking with you further.
Let's just handle it now so we can move on with the show.
I don't have any issues. Let it go.
You telling me to let it go?
Are you telling me to let it go?
Let's all let it go. I don't even know where you're coming from at this point. I'm completely confused.
Who?
Both of you.
And same back at you.
Okay. Well, great.
Sounds normal to me.
All right, thank you, Buzz. And thank you, Joe. I feel much better that you're here.
I wouldn't have it any other way, Don.
Yes, you would.
Why?
Well, you tried to 2 days ago.
Well, I wasn't thinking right.
Well, that's fine, and we can all...
Now I'm thinking
that.
Right, I guess.
Joe.
Yeah.
Can I be honest with you? You sound really like you're still a little angry.
No, I'm happy to be back.
Okay. All right. But Joe, really,
I sense that anger as well.
I mean this. I said this to you yesterday. I say it today. Talk to me, Joe. Really, really talk to me. Send me one of your emails so we can have a back and forth. I really want to know how you feel. I'm not going to get past me.
That's how I feel. I don't know why we're wasting time with this anymore.
I'm not. It's, you know, I just want to make sure that everything's all right.
Everything's fine.
This has got to be the only show in the world. How could this be a stunt? We're devoting more time to our idiot 40-year-old phone screener and his insignificant feelings. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Apologize to Mike, and we'll just
move
on.
He did. Doesn't have to do that
Mike,
anymore.
I'm sorry. I'll apologize again.
There's no need for an apology. Really, I just want. I'm very. You know. I'm seriously. You know. I want to always know. You know. Everybody that
Mike,
works for us on this show.
In your career with Don, have you never come out of the room thinking I'd never want to work with him again?
Be honest. Not one time.
I mean, these things happen.
Okay, Joe.
Well, no, I haven't. I've been paid way too much money.
Here's the thing, Joe. These things happen. Gosh, how do I put this in a way that doesn't make you sound like the small, insignificant fly that you are? These things happen sometimes among the principals in this business. But you, you know, it doesn't happen. You know what I mean? You know, it's
I
like,
just have to take it and take it and take it. I mean, I can't do that as a human.
No, Joe, it's like, listen, if you're working at Microsoft, what are you going to do? Come in one day and say,
exactly.
No, that's a joke. Okay, so you're in delivery. Microsoft. Okay, but still, you come in one day and you just announce, I can't work with Bill Gates. I just can't work with Bill Gates. How do you think Microsoft would feel? Joe?
I don't know. I guess they'd have their feelings hurt. So if I hurt both your feelings, I'm sorry. I mean, what can I do? I'm back.
You are back, and we
back
had a good talk. We had a good talk yesterday. You are back, and, you know, if there's more to it, you know, as far as that. I just want to know, you know, really, you know what I'm asking you for, Joe?
What?
I am asking you for the same kind of communication that you've had with other people on this show, which you and I have not had. And let's use this
as an opportunity to do that. Seriously, what people should know is Joe and I, outside of the, you know, the radio station, probably have little contact, no contact at all. You know, and you know what? I every time I've talked to you, I've enjoyed our conversations, and I'd like to do that some more and figure it out. And you know what? You can tell me anything, just like I told you yesterday. You can tell me anything.
All right.
All right? I think that would be helpful.
Okay.
So you're saying you're saying everything's okay, and you want to get past this. Everything going to stay okay? You're going to be all right?
Sure.
Long term?
I'm getting a headache.
So am I. All right, Joe.
So am I.
You're a tough nut to crack. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Glad to be here.
Bye-bye.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day. Hey, it's real drama, isn't it?
Here's what I want you to remind yourself. If we were in a parallel universe,
yes,
and we had a special needs child,
yes,
we would not be one of those people that puts Joe in a box by the side of the road.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No, you'd let him stay in the car.
That's right.
You'd let him go to Disney World. You'd even take him on the rides.
And we'd get him a job at Microsoft.
We'd get him on the rides.
We would. Buzz?
Can't crack that program, Mr. Gates.
I know that when I was talking about the internet, I did mention on DCR-TV,
right.
They did have a very funny parody, I thought, of the whole, what's his name, Guns McGillicuddy thing. Yeah.
Right? Guns Hogan Cheney. Dead-Eyed Dick. Dead-Eyed Dick. That's the one I like.
It's a pretty good fake CNN story.
Yes.
Briefly give us some of the highlights, because it's pretty funny stuff.
Assembled by a listener, this is called NotReallyCNN.com, and the headline says, Cheney accidentally shoots fellow hunter. The quote that they've highlighted is, Buzz was in the line of fire and got peppered pretty good. Dateline Washington, Vice President Cheney accidentally shot and wounded a companion during a weekend beaver hunting trip in Texas, spraying the fellow hunter in the face and chest with shotgun pellets. Buzz Burbank, a millionaire WJFK newsman from Fairfax, was in stable condition in intensive care, according to Yvonne Wheeler, spokeswoman for the hospital.
How about that millionaire?
The accident occurred Saturday at a ranch in South Texas where the vice president and several companions were hunting beaver. Catherine Armstrong, the ranch's owner, said Sunday Cheney was using a 28-gauge shotgun. Burbank was about 30 yards away when he was hit.
Go down to the part about the White House spokesperson.
Let's see. Armstrong told reporters Burbank's alert and doing fine.
Go. Keep going.
I like the picture of you.
I've highlighted the best parts about the White House spokesman.
Where it says the name McBride.
Oh, okay. Oh, the Cheney spokesman right here.
Oh, Armstrong. Cheney's. I'm sorry. My apologies.
Armstrong told AP the emergency personnel traveling with Cheney tended to Burbank before an ambulance routinely on call because of the vice president's presence took him to the hospital. Cheney spokeswoman Leanne McBride said the vice president met with Burbank at the hospital on Sunday. Armstrong said she was watching.
That's her real name, incidentally.
Yes. Yeah, it really is.
Yes. Leanne McBride is the vice president's spokesperson.
Right. Armstrong,
that's not a goof on Beth Ann McBride.
No, in fact, when I read it, I went, "Hey, McBride." So, you know, we all know Beth Ann's politics too.
Yeah. Armstrong says she was watching from a car while Cheney, Burbank, and another hunter got out of the vehicle to shoot at a covey of beaver.
A covey of beaver.
Burbank shot a beaver and went to retrieve it in the tall grass.
A beaver.
While Cheney and the third hunter walked to another spot. Says Burbank came up from behind the vice president, and the other hunter didn't signal to them or indicate or announce himself. The vice president didn't see him. She said. The covey flushed, and the vice president picked out a beaver and was following it and shot, and by God, Buzz was in the line of fire and got peppered pretty good. There's the highlighted quote.
Peppered!
Hey, Big Head.
Yes?
It's the machine.
Big Head Todd. Burbank's been in private practice as a WJFK newsman in Fairfax since 1950, has been long active in Texas Republican politics.
The news bar.
That's right. Oh, that's great, though. They did a great job.
The picture is your wonderful little publicity picture with the martini.
Very nice.
Where's that, do we have a gay Buzz tape?
Yeah, hold on, I'll get it for you.
You know, when you're recording a commercial, you try to be expressive, and you try to get it just right, and you become, at least at the moment you're recording, very intense.
Right.
And so, if anything happens, the real you comes out, and
we're just making sure that everything
might be
works.
A revealing bit of tape that they're about to play.
Nope, that machine number six.
Buzz, you've been you're a lifelong hunter, aren't you?
Since
you were too gay.
I eat everything I kill.
Hold on, what was that tape again?
That was too gay.
that's just Buzz being isolated.
Yeah. Right. Oh, it doesn't include the line of me sounding gay before that.
Hello.
That was too gay.
Pull the board piece out.
What?
I have to pull the module out of the board, so we have to wait to the break.
In essence, what he's telling me is to get a piece of equipment to work, we have to take apart the entire control board.
You're going to need a crowbar.
Just about a quarter of it.
Because okay. It's old. Because it's old.
All right, well, then we'll do without.
The board told me that it couldn't work with Mike.
God. Why me? What does Judy Garland say? Don't make a wing on me. Whatever she says.
We will do the best we can.
I've got it in my head, but I can't remember it.
All right. Here's an inspirational tape to start the show.
Very good.
Yesterday was Valentine's Day.
Right.
And, boy, you know, as I mentioned, was I glad not to have to jump through hoops this year. Unfortunate situation for me, of course, but still, God sends you lemons, you got to make lemonade.
Yes, sir.
I didn't have to do the dog and pony show for the first time in 25 years.
Right.
I did feel like puking when I went home and watched the TiVo of Garth Brooks and his cow wife, Trisha Yearwood, on Oprah. As they were discussing, this is good for Valentine's Day, discussing the Honesty Club that they have.
Oh, boy.
This would be good advice for all of you married guys on the show.
Sounds like trouble.
So listen.
Only it had come along earlier.
Here we go.
These children didn't ask to be celebrities.
Yep.
They didn't ask to be ran from hotels with cameras and stuff. They also didn't ask for their parents to get divorced, and they sure didn't ask to marry this woman. So these are things that you ask of them as children to go through.
What?
And so we have a thing called Honesty Club every night. Every night we have the girls. We have Honesty Club. And you turn out all the lights in the house, one candle, everybody lays down the floor, touches the candle, and said, what's said in the club? Everyone says, stays in the club.
Wow.
And that's it. Now, I'd love to tell you what happens after that, but I can't.
Oh, Garth.
I think we know.
Garth.
Honesty Club.
Involves a bunch of disgusting things.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, it can't be repeated.
Daddy, I don't want the Honesty Club.
You're a member of the club for life, and there's nothing you can do about it.
The Honesty Club literally is a club.
It's a club. A baseball bat.
How long do they have to touch the candle? And is that in quotation marks?
Welcome to the Honesty Club.
Okay, and just one more random tape, and then we'll start. Let's get a word from the vice president.
Lynn and I have a gay daughter.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And then she's married to John McEnroe. This chick is right here. Patty Smythe.
She's hot. Or she was hot.
That's Scandal is the band.
Yeah.
One of the first videos that was on MTV when they really played music.
She has a very sexy mouth.
Yeah, done like with a bad home camcorder thing, but it's just her and those pouty lips.
Yeah.
Just like pointing at the like goodbye. Goodbye to you, Dick Cheney.
And I have a gay daughter.
The Don and Mike Show. Right? And they'll say what they wish.
Right.
Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Stand by to the laughing place. Because of the problems with the equipment. We got to do it a little out of order. So let's instead bring in this guy and the intro he loves, the truthful intro.
You really frightened those nice Jews, young man.
I really didn't frighten as much as I startled. How's your strap-on?
Equipment.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Heine and all the ships at sea. It's time to Desitin, Powder, and Diaper.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Neill.
Yeah. I do believe this time. Time to be changed.
Yes, ma'am. Put the dust in them.
Change me, Joe.
On my upper thigh.
Don and Mike Show, everybody, at a new episode on this Wednesday. 021-506.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. Or you can call 800-636-1067. Or if you're listening in Washington, D.C. on JFK. Right. Call 202-432-1067. We're also on the Internet. You know, this whole computer thing is just effing with me. Let me just take the internet stream and see if it's possible. If you go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com, that's how you hear us on the internet.
Right.
I'm going to check the stream, and what I'm going to do is actually pour the internet stream on the computer that's screwing up the tapes.
All right, very good. It's fair.
So let's see.
That looks like hot chocolate.
Well, hot chocolate with peanuts.
Nasty today.
You know, I like the fact that someone is melting candy.
Now, you better believe that looks toxic to me.
Okay, hold on, shake and...
Jesus. What's that smell?
It's a stream.
Oh, man.
It's the internet stream. DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
It's like the kind of stream that's coming out of a factory. Try it hot.
A bad
factory.
No drinking today.
Cool.
No drinking.
No drinking.
Oh, that is just terrible.
That's good. Just have a little bit more.
Terrible.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6, or 1 and 5, noon and 4, or what to check your local listing.
The Don and Mike Show.
I know it's all out of order today. Trust me, I'm holding this thing together today. I am using Band-Aids, twine, paper clips, Jack, pubic hairs.
You actually were ripping off, like, sections of sheets. Is that rubber cement? Man, oh, man, this whole studio needs, like, a tourniquet.
Let's see if this is going to work now. No. That's not. Oops, hold on.
Hi there, Big Billy Big Voice. How are you today?
It's kind of working.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hello.
All right. It's your laughing place.
Hello.
And what they will do is they will take this apart during the commercials.
Hello.
And they'll figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be fun.
As Marvin Gaye once sang. Hi, welcome to the show, Don and Mike Show, everybody.
Hi!
My name, Will. Last name, Power.
Oh, boy, that's got to be tough for you because it was the best episode ever.
It was great.
The best.
Didn't watch American Idol.
It's heating up. It's heating up right at the perfect time.
Didn't watch it.
Great.
Heard you guys talking about it in the office today.
It was fantastic. Lots of drama.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you. I have the feeling that I am a savant, I am a visionary, and I believe, as always, I am one step ahead of America. When you redo a movie, you don't remake it anymore.
Recut.
No. There's another word that they use. It's
reshoot.
It's reimage.
Package.
No.
Reanimator.
God.
Reanimator, great horror movie.
Somebody would know what it is that they're calling it.
The guy that carried around his head.
Like when they remake a movie now, they don't call it a remake. They call it a something else.
Re-envisioning?
No, I don't know what it is. God.
Repeat. Sequel?
Somebody, no, again, too pedestrian, but it's re-something.
Cheaper by the dozen?
Cheaper by the dozen, too.
Anyway, I had originally said that this was it for American
Recreate?
Idol. Maybe. You know...
Recast,
reworking. If anybody's got it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
I'm just listening and would like to say that, well, my question is, you guys have a bar in Manassas, Omera's, or affiliated with them somehow?
No, we are not.
No. I don't know where you would have gotten that misinformation.
You have the wrong number.
We are not. Thank you, though.
Thank you.
By the golfer.
Yes.
Thank you.
The great putter and Masters champion, Mark O'Mara.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, re-release.
What is it?
It's a re-release.
No. Now, there is a word in Hollywood that they use, like when they've remade all these movies, and they don't... God, I wish I could tell you. Somebody will have it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Maybe re isn't in the word.
Hello.
It's the word revised.
No. No, and I mean, like, I'm not playing a trivia game with you.
Revive! Maybe it's called new!
Don and Mike Show, hello. Hello.
It's new.
New movie!
I like the dots, new, like your new hat.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, at Mike's request, because of my head wound, I am wearing a different hat today.
That is, really? I like the other hat. That is a much better hat that you're wearing today.
Clemson Tigers hat.
That's and it's got the Tigers on the front of it. And
let's go, Clemson.
A little snugger fit, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, it's retreatment.
No, it's not retreatment. It's
not, I mean, sounded so confident.
Someone who has, like, Entertainment Weekly magazine.
No, it's remember.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Reimagining.
You know,
there's the back row of the classroom weighing in right there. Reimagining.
I tell you what, let's take this off the air, take it to the website. Email us at donandmikewebsite.com. Anyway, I am redoing.
Yes.
I'm remaking.
Recasting.
My original position.
Oh, really?
I thought that this would be the year it falls off the face of the, not falls off, but the face of the earth, but drops off.
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious that this thing is, it's a snowball.
These are the highest ratings it's ever had.
Juggernaut, right?
I'm wrong about that this year, but mark my words, next year,
mm-hmm.
you'll all be saying to me, boy, you jumped off the Titanic so much earlier than everybody else mm-hmm. did.
The next year we'll be calling you Nostradam Donnie again.
I watched it last night. I want to tell you that I broke down and turned it on because I knew that it was going to get... I told you in the office.
That's right. And now, but I'm thinking of this out loud. Well, this changes everything.
No. Hold on.
This totally changes everything. This is willpower breaking down.
This is me being honest. This is like opening a bottle and smelling the booze
uh-huh.
and putting the top back on.
So you didn't stay long enough to drink, or you didn't have the fruit in your hand long enough to take a bite of it?
I was on and gone within 20 seconds.
You're like the you're like the Tom Sizemore of American Idol. You just had a slip.
You can clock me on this.
You didn't inhale.
That's right. Okay. Thank you.
Right.
I'm going around the dial.
Uh-huh.
And I like going around the dial. I don't have a remote control. I have the big dial on my
TV. So the Gilmore Girls weren't doing it for you?
No, and there was nothing on. And I stopped there for a second. And I saw. Here's exactly what I saw. Ryan Seacrest, like up in the balcony, going, there's been some discussion among these four lads. Two of them wanted to sleep and two of them wanted to practice. We'll see what happens. Then they came out on stage and they started singing some doo-wop song.
Yeah, and they were horrible.
All I had to hear was, a gone. Said, not for me, Daddy-O.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me.
Is that what you said?
Well, it was... That's exactly what I said.
And then you went back to playing your bongos. Well, I believe last night's was my favorite episode. It was just so much. It was loaded with drama. We're getting down to crunch time. You know, we're getting to that part where they cut loose a whole room of people, and I like that. And they walk in and they try creative ways to fake them out, and it's still fun.
And it wasn't so much for me the drama as the stupidity, because there is
stupidity.
Some great stupidity.
Great stupidity, and you realize that these people, you know, a lot of these people that are competing in this are just idiots.
Are you have some people picked out to hate for the rest of the season?
Oh,
already?
Absolutely, yeah, I do. Absolutely, I do.
You're going to love it. When you come over to our side, you're going to love it.
And listen, I'll tell you if I do.
When do we get down to 12 tonight, right?
Or 24.
12 guys and 12 girls, right?
Yeah.
24.
So tonight it's like, this is the, you know, these are the ones that get the little makeovers and everything.
The magic about tonight is tonight it's still not too late to jump on.
That's right.
In fact,
this would be a wonderful time for you to come back to the fold.
I am not jumping tonight.
Look at my arms. They're open. Join us.
Ready to catch you.
All right, Rob, Valerie.
Welcome, American Idol.
Open arms.
We welcome you like we welcome Joe.
Come to my fleshy fold.
We welcome you back with open arms.
No.
And flowers.
Unlike Joe.
12 unlike, free flowers.
Unlike Joe, I quit. And I'm not coming back.
You're a man of conviction.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Mike, I know that's been in your craw all day. Mm-hmm. Who left the flowers for Joe? Was it you, Rob?
Yeah, they were just free.
We have free flowers this week.
Oh, do we really?
We had free flowers this week. In fact, I mentioned yesterday that I got busted on that Monday night.
I did spend, you know, a full 40 seconds writing the card that said...
Well, I knew it was Rob as soon as I saw Bill come in.
Yeah. Joe's still trying to translate it.
Mike, thank goodness I remembered.
It is
the day after Valentine's Day.
Yes.
How'd the strap-on go?
Don't ask.
He's not sitting.
It didn't work.
Oh, no.
How can it not work?
It didn't work because I didn't want it to work.
Oh.
If you get my drift.
Okay.
It was just not time. Okay? I wasn't... How do I put this in a family-friendly way? Okay, we had it. All right? It was there.
Uh-huh.
I was actually, as you know, at the end of the show, I was looking forward to it.
Your girlfriend had the strap on.
But unfortunately, a combination of factors did not allow me to feel comfortable enough to try the great experiment. But it's still there, and I think maybe after a little fasting, I'll be prepared.
I just picture, like, you know what I ended up watching last night? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, I'll play it myself. Homo! I watched the Westminster Kennel Club dog show.
Oh, a terrier one.
And I couldn't help but think of you, Mike, when those dogs would present themselves.
Right.
Especially the dogs that had, like, the shaved hinies.
If I can walk you through this.
About the strap-on.
When I got home, I immediately said, did you get it? And she said yes. And then I went into, prep. And during my preparation, it was determined, much like, when you're going to have a shuttle take off and go into outer space,
mm-hmm.
and unfortunately a storm comes up and they have to reschedule. It just I never felt that I was prepared.
Can I just say hi to a friend of mine?
It had to be scrubbed.
I know it's got nothing to do with anything. Can I just say hi to Kelly Young?
Kelly Young? Who's Kelly Young?
Well, we call him KY.
Ah.
I just want to say hi. He's a good friend of mine.
There's plenty of that.
It's a boy.
There was plenty of that. No, we didn't have any of that, but we did have a substitute that we were going to use from last week. Duck fat.
I've heard good things.
I cooked a couple of ducks last week and bought some duck fat, too, so we had duck fat, which is much more organic, and I recommend that highly.
And what about you, Buzz?
Can I tell the truth? I was scared. I was scared when I saw it.
You saw the strap-on?
Yeah, it was about the size of this Aquafina bottle.
Oh, that's a big one.
And I'm, I said, really, that's just...
It's too big for a beginner.
Not necessarily. I mean, I think I could, but I mean, I just didn't want to do that.
Your girlfriend is like a model. I would imagine that that strapping something that big on probably pulled her over and knocked her to the ground.
It didn't get to that stage.
Walking around with a 20-pound dumbbell attached to your belly button. Hurt.
Well, what I feel bad about is that I've been really open-minded about this. As a matter of fact, I've psyched myself into feeling excited about it, and it just never got going.
It will.
It never got going. I came out and I said, for a variety of reasons, it just can't happen tonight.
It just builds anticipation.
Mm-hmm. But maybe down the road,
so to speak.
Yeah, I'm thinking, what I'm going to do really is what I planned I should have done all along.
What's that?
Allow myself more time so I could soak.
And Buzz, how did things work out for you last night with the strap on?
I didn't mind. I really didn't mind at all.
I knew he'd always beat me to that. But then again, it's not like you're a rookie.
Right.
Right,
yeah. Start slow. That's my advice.
Were you pitching? Were you catching?
Uh-huh. No, it was a quiet, sedate.
Seriously, how did it go? Because I know here's the dilemma that Buzz.
My real present didn't arrive either.
Why?
I was supposed to get a real present besides the strap on, and it didn't come to the house because of UPS. They didn't. It was supposed to be there today. So I'm going to find out what my Valentine's present is today.
Oh, from Carla.
From Carla. I already got Carla her present. And so I'm going to find out what the deal is.
Waiting to see what Brown can do for you.
What did you get her, if you don't mind asking?
I got her it was for her, but it was for us. Our treadmill blew up, and it blew up like 2 months ago. And so the treadmill that we have in the house, as you know, Don, that I'm on constantly, I replaced the treadmill, and that was the Valentine's. She runs all the time.
You're
she
romantic.
Loves to run. She loves to run. And,
you are
and
romantic.
I thought it was a nice present. I thought it was a nice gift. It wasn't a gift like I'm saying, start working out. This is a person that works out every day. So I said, here you go. And because I won't be using it at all, I considered it a nice gift.
Now, what do you think she's gotten for you?
I have no idea. She's been talking about it a lot. She talked about it all weekend. And then when it didn't arrive, she was very, very upset. And and so we're going to see what it is today.
That's exciting.
Tonight, maybe.
Let us know.
So, I got one.
Yeah, and because the other thing.
A Valentine.
The SO.
The strap-on?
Yeah, is not a gift. That's really more like, that's just a regular household utensil.
A toy.
Just a toy.
And
a big Aquafina bottle-sized toy.
Too big for beginner.
Mm-hmm. I got home and I was doing the thing where I get the mail out of the mailbox and the only light I have is the headlights from the car.
Uh-huh. Right.
So I'm down there and I'm going through and I see right away. I didn't even look at the return. It's like, oh my God. They're like a high school girl. Oh my God. A Valentine. Like, let me just, I ripped this open. It's from Big Frida.
Oh, that was very nice.
It was very sweet.
That is very nice.
It was very sweet. So I went upstairs and called her, and we had some phone sex.
Of course.
And after that, I had dinner.
Sure. Worked up an appetite.
To bed, what a day.
I read the Valentine from my mother-in-law. Yeah. Had phone sex with her.
Was it from that greeting card site, Sexy Greetings?
Yeah. And then I had a hungry man.
Sure.
There it was.
And took the time to look in on American Idol very briefly.
Found the time.
Just to reinforce your previous decision.
Found the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm kidding about the... Listen, it was only phone sex for me. It wasn't phone sex for her.
Yeah, she wasn't saying anything. It's you were interpreting.
Very polite of her to stay on the line, though.
She had no idea. I don't think she had any idea.
I see.
She was just telling me about something going on.
Right. And it sounded probably to her like you were clearing your throat.
Hello there, Don and Mike. That's so gross. I'm sorry, Big Creed, if you're listening. She was nice enough to send me a Valentine.
That is nice.
And here I am talking about having fun sex with her. Hello. Hello there, Don and Mike.
Oh, dear.
And?
Oh, dear.
Now, what do we got here? We got it. Do we shoot? Do we taser?
Well, we don't even have evidence that there's a human being on the other end. It's a bad phone.
Oh, it's a... Okay, that's a disqualification. Mm-hmm. There'd be no violence there.
Yeah, no need.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
It's a reimagination when they remake a movie.
That might be close. That might be close to what they call the remakes now. Is that it's
re-imaging?
No, really, they call it something like a reimagination. God damn. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I should remember.
Really, it's a remake.
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's called reinterpreting.
Again, it's something like that. These Hollywood creeps have come up with it. There was a lot of...
So what are they doing? Trying to fancy up the term for remaking a movie?
There was a lot of it during the Hyper King Kong.
Okay.
And in fact, that's what I was doing with my talk about American Idol. Because even though I ain't going to watch it, everybody else will.
The reimagined version. This year they will. Next year they won't.
I think, what is this? Is it Redux?
Yeah, that's what they used when they redid Recut Apocalypse Now.
No.
I've seen that term.
Me too. And it's like they will sell a house for you like nobody's business.
Mm-hmm. Redux?
Redux.
Redux.
Red
blue sign.
Yeah, watch for their big balloon.
Right.
Radio gods, I believe you're looking for the word remastered.
No, we're not looking for remastered.
You're looking.
Everybody's weighing in.
Thank you, though. You know, we didn't have to replace Joe, thank goodness. But if we were going to replace Joe, ideally, here's what made me think of that, Remax Realtors. But we really... I can't see what we need because we have Joe and we're stuck with him. He's a three-legged dog.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great. Glad to have Joe back in the fold. But I remember back in the days of Christine Kerner. Yeah. Now, it wasn't so much that she was just, even on an off day, just like right out of the pages of Girls Next Door.
Yeah. She was the ivory girl.
Lovely. She could come in wearing sweats and say she looked like crap, and every guy would be standing around going, oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Falling down.
Man. But
she was a pleasure to have around.
Yeah. But she was a good worker, a hard worker. Nice,
good earner.
Nice woman. She's gone on to whatever successful job she's had. But what I loved about her was the fact that during a commercial break, she would be sitting back in the producer's room. You could walk by, and the commercial would not even be playing. Commercial for Remax.
Right.
But she would just sit there and sing it to herself. You'd walk by the door, and she'd just be sitting there looking at her computer going, Remax, sell your house with Remax. I mean, really, it was like working with Marcia Brady. It really was.
And I told you at the same time, this lovely woman can handle herself in the radio environment.
Yeah.
She was not burdening herself trying to remake the radio station.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Reimage it.
True.
What?
Hey, Don, you mentioned that hungry man last night. That, do you have your own, or did you borrow Mike and Carla's?
Hungry man, no. Is that the name of the group?
Yeah, that's also the name for certain toys. We don't use that,
I didn't know you had
No, we use Brawny.
Hungry Man's batteries, right?
Yeah. It's batteries. So this is just regular big and latex.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Yes, hi.
Hey, Don, you need, I'm sorry, Mike.
Yes.
Do you need some Viagra?
Mike, I want to tell you something. I'm your best buddy. You know who this is? This is your finger guy.
Mike.
Oh, it is. It
this is.
This is
your finger guy.
It is. Look at that. You identify him every time.
Finger Mike. Guy.
Finger guy. Finger guy.
Hey, Mike.
He just wanted to do it. Hey, that's the earliest you've ever caught him.
I recognize his voice now.
That's clear, good sleuthing.
Clear as a bell.
I like that.
The finger guy.
You got him.
Mike's finger guy.
You got him.
Okay, we got a break. When we come back, now that we're past all of the stuff on the show that we had to get to in the beginning, setting things straight with Joe, making sure that we didn't talk about American Idol, even though we did talk about American Idol. Let me see. Oh, Mike, you had a crappy weekend that we've not talked about.
Yes, I did.
Yes, and fantastic. I just tease it with this. What dad doesn't want to hear this from his child? Daddy, why do you only work half a day?
Yes.
Or was it a, statement?
You only work half a day. Half
a
day.
Statement from your
daughter. I had said that. Pick up your coat. Pick up your coat. Don't be lazy. Pick up your coat, please. And I said, lazy. You only work half a day. Ooh. And that was just sandwiched around several other things that happened.
I said that to Mike. When Mike said that to me, I said, like I mentioned the other day, where's the kid hearing that?
I have no idea.
Out of the mouths of
I absolutely have no idea where that's
coming
from.
Watching too much TV, that's what's going on there.
Yeah, probably.
Watching too much network TV, Mike.
Yeah. Somehow it comes on, and they repeat it. It's just terrible.
Okay, we'll come back.
That's why you got to really supervise what's on the telly.
That's right.
Because there's a lot that Mike has to get off his chest.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, not a great weekend with the ladies, right?
It was tough. It was very tough. Everybody was feeling a little blue.
Okay.
And then I finally was feeling blue towards the very end. And then so you tried to pull out of it. It's a long story. It starts with a canceled sleepover.
Right.
For any parents of 10-year-olds, don't do that.
Yeah. Right.
You will go through a little slice of hell.
Okay. So we'll pick up there when we come right back.
Hey. It's the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Got to set these up. Here's the White House press corps yelling at the tool standing up there about Cheney shooting the guy.
Is it appropriate for the vice president to have waited 14 hours after the incident before he spoke with local law enforcement officials?
Who informed Mr. Roe? Was it Andy Card? Was it somebody else?
What were your concerns about a hunting accident if the vice president was there?
When the vice president traveled, does he bring with him any special medical group given his heart condition?
Do you think it reflects a feeling in the country that this just doesn't pass the sniff test?
Hold on, it goes on. Then you have the press secretary, Scott McClellan, right? Now, please listen carefully. This is one of his answers. He's going to blame the guy that Cheney shot for getting shot and not telling them he was shot. Let's roll that, please.
She pointed out that the protocol was not followed by Mr. Whittington when it came to notifying the others that he was there.
Blame the poor guy that got shot.
Ask a hunter. That's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Ask a hunter.
And then, finally, we just want to play this again.
Lynn and I have a gay daughter.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You, baby.
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 Hold on a second. This goddamn thing.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there, Billy Big Boy.
They are very well spoken, Don and Mike.
I'm doing the show with one hand tied behind my back today with the lack of equipment.
And you're basically losing controllers, right? I mean, everything that's supposed to be played can't be played.
And my ribs hurt.
You're still sore?
Yes, I'm still sore.
You're sore?
Although...
In the ribs?
The stitches will be dissolved by Saturday.
Which means that next week you will be able to wear your cowl.
My Batman cowl.
Your cowl.
My cowl.
Cowl.
And my car is going to be ready by the end of the week.
Wow, I know that's going to make you very happy.
But it's all the people from the north bringing the vapors.
Oh, yeah. I know.
They're all bringing the vapors down here to South Florida.
They bring their South Florida weather. We have great weather, and they bring their northern vapors down here.
That's why I had to come to South Florida. I mean, I was in an accident back at home. A man in the icy conditions. That's why I said I'm glad to be down here in Boca Vista.
I'm in Boca Vista where I am sitting on my lanai with my sandals and black socks, enjoying a 78-degree day.
Uh-huh.
Perfect weather.
Don and Mike show, hello, you are on the air, I think. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
There you go. Okay, phones are up. Hi.
Are you, that word that you were looking for, is that called remastered?
No. Can we please officially stop that? I think it's reinvented.
Reamed.
Anyway, John says we received over 300 emails.
Sure.
Reprised, retarded, revamp, readaptation, reinterpretation, revisit, reincarnation, recycling, regurgitating, reprise, reissue, revive, reproduce, repackage, retelling. Ah!
Uh-huh.
Hold on.
That might be it.
That's the one that I've heard is the buzzword.
Retelling.
No, it's a retelling.
Mm-hmm.
That's
disappointing.
That's the one that I've seen.
That's disappointing.
That, like, yep. An Entertainment Weekly where they say no.
Retelling. No,
King Kong is we're not remaking it. We're retelling it.
We're retelling the story?
Mm-hmm. That's
it. No, I don't think that's that fancy.
No. That's what I was doing. I was retelling retelling the story about how American
Come
Idol
on.
Could not get any ratings this year. Oh, the big decisions I must make.
Like
God, that. Such decisions. Do I buy the Arena League game for my Xbox? I'll leave that open to discussion later. Mm. But first, Mike, if I could ask you.
But first,
if
get a good education.
If I could ask you.
Yeah.
How does it feel to have the apple of your eye? You wonder, that was your 8-year-old?
Well, I got to give you the backstory.
8-year-old or 10-year-old?
That's my 10-year-old that said it. But, I love her to death, and she's a sweet kid. And they're really. I love traveling with them. I love taking them places. They're good kids, and I want to say that right up front.
Right.
However, this past weekend, I make an effort as a part-time dad, as a divorced father who sees his kids part-time, I make an effort to always have something planned and always, make it kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
After the homework's done, after, the stuff gets done, if they do what they're told, we try to have some activity that's going to be fun on the weekend, right. And this particular last week, I was out at the school because I cooked a couple of ducks for Egyptian Day, and I went out there to my kid's school, and while I'm out there at Egyptian Day with all the other mommies, there were a few dads out there, too, so I wasn't the only dad that was there. But I was out there, and during the course of Egyptian Day...
Hey, Mike, it's King Tut on the phone.
King Tut was featured prominently.
We're doing a little Egyptian thing. How about some duck?
That's what they ate, apparently.
Oh.
Apparently they ate duck. That's
Egyptians
what Egyptians...
ate? Who would think that
Egyptians ate duck?
Who would think that ducks could thrive in Egypt?
I wouldn't think so.
Like sandy and like desert like.
Well, I've never been to Egypt, and I know they have the pyramids out there, but I've never seen a lot of. But I guess ducks are out. Ducks are everywhere.
They're in denial.
Okay, Buzz.
Denial. That's wild.
So ducks eat water though.
The Nile is a river.
Yeah, I know, but they don't have little duckies swimming down the Nile River.
I'm sure anymore. They do.
I bet they don't.
Well, they have. Look,
I've seen that movie with Michael Douglas. They have alligators in that river.
But the list they said, they put the list up. The lady, one of the room mothers, put the list up and said, here's what we need. We need dates. We need figs. We need all this. And on the list was duck. And I said, you know what? It looks like it's the most challenging. And mistakenly... I chose to roast the ducks, and I didn't know until I bought the ducks that the yield of a duck is 2 to 3 people. So I kind of blew that because ducks are a lot of fat and very little meat. So I had to really stretch the duck, so to speak. I had to stretch the duck.
Yeah.
I ended up cooking some chicken breast, too, and made a little chicken
tiger,
breast.
That's why I had to stretch the duck.
But I cooked the duck, and during that Egyptian day, when my daughter was dressed in her cute little Egyptian pharaoh outfit, she came running up to me and said, Daddy, can my best friend sleep over this weekend? And I said, well, her mother's there. I'll go talk to her. And I gave the mother my phone number. And said, call me, we'll see if we can set this thing up. So I was very, very, I was positive. I said, we can do this. And then I think probably that was Tuesday, and then towards the end of the week.
Oh, it was a snowstorm, right?
The snow was predicted, but the combination of the fact that snow wasn't predicted, and I hadn't heard back from the mommies, because as soon as Catherine has a sleepover, Elizabeth wants to have a sleepover. And I was fine with that. I can handle 4 kids, but because of the weather and because I hadn't heard back from anybody about this, I looked at the weather and said, maybe it's best that we do a rescheduling when I have more notice. And that's when things got bad. That's when things really got bummed out.
Talk about your kids going ballistic on you.
Yeah, they didn't really go ballistic. They were just incredibly disappointed.
My word, not yours. Mm-hmm. Can I just tell you that I know from all the years that Bart was in high school and in junior high and everything,
right?
That God, see, I don't want to speak for you,
right?
But I do know that there was a certain element among the mommy's club.
Mm-hmm.
To occasionally, if there was a breakup,
right,
that if it was the daddy's turn to do something,
yeah,
the mommies didn't necessarily always let the daddy know what was going on. And
right.
I know this because sometimes there would be events where, like, my kid, Bart, was going to be going to somebody's house,
mm-hmm.
and there would be, like, a phone tree thing going.
Right.
And then they'd say, well, what about Johnny? And then somebody would say, but Johnny's daddy left, you know, or Johnny's yeah. mommy left, and
so you're
and,
saying my paranoia on that issue might be well founded.
I did not know that you had paranoia on that issue.
I did. Well, because
I believe so.
Look, I think my disadvantage is that I'm not dealing with these people on a regular basis, so I don't know the people the same way. Now, one of the mommies, in fairness to one of the mommies, after I had made the decision on, I think it was Thursday. I had waited Thursday night for a phone call. I didn't get a phone call. I didn't realize I'd gotten an email. And the email, after I had already canceled everything and called my ex-wife and said, tell him I've got to cancel right. the sleepover, the email said, it would be great. We look forward to it. You know, she'll come home with your babysitter and Friday night, and we'll even pick our daughter up on Saturday. So, and that made me feel even worse, because really that meant that on Friday, her daughter was going to school, and they were all talking, and then they were going to get the bad news on. I got to go back just to get the timeline right. This is Wednesday night into Thursday.
And
so
also, I have to tell you part of what you're dealing with, and I know you know this, but I know it from seeing it on the other side. That it would be, especially like if it was a drop off of kids,
mm-hmm.
and you're waiting, and all the kids are there, or we would come to our house.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have a mom drop a kid off, but if it was, and if there were other mommies that were there involved,
right.
you know, they would all get in a pack together and talk,
mm-hmm.
Like the animals that they are, these women. And then, God forbid, the guy pulls up in the red sports car, you know, and he's got his son with him.
With his scarf on.
Hello, ladies! Really, it doesn't really matter. The guy could have been driving a Volkswagen Thing,
mm-hmm.
But he comes pulling up, and right away, you hear the...
God, I hope not. I don't think so. I hope not.
How is Billy doing this?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. They both came. Oh, no. And then,
I hope not.
And then
really
they would
do.
Incredibly turn it on. They would go over there and go, mm-hmm. Oh, Jack, how are you? How's everything going? And then as soon as the car would drive away and the little kid would run around, they would go like, that. Best.
Oh, God.
And I mean, Mike, I know your situation is
right.
is not one that you can speak about,
mm-hmm.
With who did what to who or what the circumstances were.
Right.
But I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that mm-hmm. sometimes that'd I would pile on the dads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like when they would drive away and I'd be standing out there with Frida.
Thanks a lot.
And all the other dads.
I know I speak for all the dads out
all
there.
All the other moms. Well, only to the real overtly dicky
like
ones.
Like the overtly midlife crisis dads, like the guys that do show up in the sports car.
Yeah, because there were those dads.
Right, exactly.
Of course. And with those dads, I would stand out there. And again, because, you know, I'm a mess, but the one thing I had going for me
right.
was family through and through.
Mm-hmm.
So I could stand out there and go, yeah. You know, and from my standpoint, it felt great to stand out there for once. And
with
like,
the mommies?
Yeah, and stand out there with the mommies as he drives away and go, well, he just doesn't know the life he's missing.
Oh.
He has no idea that poor Steph. Well, I hope all that young poontang is worth it. All I know is I would never trade this for anything, darling. What an ass that man is. I did it a few times.
Sure. Well, you know, I understand the whole how that all works.
But I think that You did, although you're saying that you didn't have the mummies conspiring against you.
No, I did not. No, I know I didn't. And in fact, one of the mummies did communicate with me on a regular basis. So it was not, you know, it wasn't that. But the fact remains that they were looking forward to this. They haven't had a sleepover at my new house yet. So I know they were jacked up about it. And I canceled it because I hadn't gotten the communication and because the weather and the distance that I would have to travel. Right. I was a little worried about going out. Out west, they'd say. And I think both of these kids live fairly far out west. So it was one of those situations where I did that, and then, you know, it just all hell broke loose. You know, because it was Thursday. It was the phone call that I got. I think Thursday night, with my kids crying and you know sobbing, and really crying like they haven't cried to me in a long time.
Wow.
I pick up the phone and I see that it's my ex-wife's number. And I pick up the phone and, you know, expecting it'll be whatever, you know, arrangements right. for the weekend. And the phone, I mentioned this last week, and the phone was just like, and I'm just,
let me guess.
This is Thursday night, when I was in, as you can imagine, just a good mood anyway.
What did she do? She just let him fester all day and then say,
I get the impression.
Call your daddy when he's done with the show.
I get the impression that it was that they were going on and on about it so much that it was finally just, I can see her with the phone going, call him. Because fortunately, I don't get those kind of phone calls all the time.
Right.
And I get this call, and I have to be kind of a hard ass about it because I'm like, look, I already made the decision. That's it. Can't change it right now. I promise you that the next time we're all together, we can have a sleepover. You know, God, the next time, I think I have to invite half the school over. I think it was one of those deals, but it lingered. And that's the thing that surprised me. Flash forward to Friday where I'm sitting there going, you know, get done with the show here. Everything was fine. So I thought, and get into my car and, Carla calls me, and I say, hey, is everybody there? Did the babysitter bring the kids back? He said, yeah. I said, everything okay? He said, yeah, Catherine didn't say hi to me at all. She just turned around and asked the babysitter if she could stay. She seems to be mad. And I'm like, oh, God. I said, is this the sleepover? Yeah, this is the sleepover.
So let me get this straight. So you had a sitter
so
that you and Carla could go out on Friday
night. No. I have a sitter because Carla works, and the sitter
picks up
the kids at school and waits till Carla gets to my house, and
I
then that's it.
But the kids were still, even though you're not having the sleepover,
right.
The kids are still spending the weekend
with me.
With you.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. And we're getting, and it's, you know, I mean, I'm psyched because it's going to be the snow, and
right.
I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be fine. So Carla gives me this, that we have bad moods, that we have lingering bad moods, that the sleepover is very much still an issue, that it has not been resolved yet, which, you know, they're little kids, that's going to happen. But it just was, you know, hey, I was really, I think it really indicated I was going to have the weekend of weekends. It was going to be a really good time. Now, meanwhile, Carla's feeling like crap. So she's not 100%, and she's been feeling this way for like a week, where she's got a cold, she's been to the doctor, she's got decongestants, she's feeling like garbage. So her, you know, resistance to this is down. And normally she has a great time with the kids. There's no problem at all with this. We don't have traditional problems that some people have.
Right.
Because it's not a traditional situation. You know, this is not, you know, this is not the woman that daddy left mommy for. It doesn't work like that, so.
Carla is closer in age to your daughter. So
that is probably.
They can play on that.
Statistically,
level as well.
you are accurate as much as, my own family reminds me of that constantly. But I get home, and I'm prepared for this, but I wasn't prepared. I was prepared for the comment that was made, that Carla said, that Catherine had said, when Daddy gets home, I'm going to give him a really weak hug because of the sleepover.
Wow, inspiring.
This is her evilness, you know. This is the sweetest girl in the world. Really,
yeah.
She is such a sweetheart.
She's
this is how
you.
Evil. But as much as I kind of laugh at that, I'm still like bumming because I know I'm going to have to deal with this crap. And it's really dragging me down. And I walk in, and I see Carla in the kitchen, and she looks at me, and she says, first words out of her mouth, they're in there. Watching a movie. And Carla's in the kitchen by herself 90% of the time. They'll all be out in the kitchen doing something, having fun. Carla's sitting at the bar in the kitchen, the kitchen breakfast bar, going, they're in there.
Okay.
And with the eyebrows up, watching a movie. And I go walking around the corner, and I open the door, and I'm like, I low-key it. I'm like, hello, girls. And I get the death look from both of them. I get the...
Hi, Dad. I said, okay, you got it out of your system. I know you're mad about the sleepover. The sleepover is not going to happen. So let's move by this. And this is when I bring out the, this is technically not a lie.
Okay.
But this is a strategy because right. I said.
A retelling?
This is a retelling of the tale. I look at them and I go, look, I know what we're going, we're not going to have the sleepover, but Daddy's got a big surprise plan. And maybe this
liar.
This, well, wait a minute.
Liar.
Let me tell you something. The only lie part is that I haven't figured it out yet. I am fully intending to do it, so I don't consider that.
Right.
I'm going to come up with something, and that something turned out to be I was going to have a little, because I'm not going to be with them on Valentine's Day, I'm going to have a little Valentine's party, surprise party, and which I did. It ended up that I did that, and things got a little better after that.
Huh.
But it came to a head Saturday because they go to sleep on Friday. Everything's cool. They're not, you know, they get by it. In fact, it's kind of forgotten for a while. But, you know, my whole deal was it's going to snow on Saturday.
Right.
It's going to snow on Saturday. And we did get the snow, but we got the snow overnight on Saturday.
Very late. Yeah.
So Saturday was spent half the day waiting for the snow, and it kind of started, and then it would stop. Then we get rain, and it's one of those. And I'm getting pissed off.
You had canceled the sleepover because they predicted we were going to get a blizzard. We had no snow.
Right. I avoided the subject, but very easily, if we were, you know, engaging in debate, my daughters both could have said, "Dad, you had, you had all day on Saturday to take these kids home. It would have been fine without a problem." But I'm not a meteorologist, but I play one on TV, so I didn't do that. It was fine. It came to a head where all weekend long, the girls are kind of not picking up after themselves. And they're at the age now where I'm trying to put the hammer down about that. Oh, I said that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but that's what I'm supposed to. That's how I put it.
So much a part of your vocabulary.
That's how I do it.
He's opening a vein here right now.
I am.
You know, he's opening up a vein.
I'm sorry. Click. Call Beth Ann. Ask her when we're going to get him on the show. And I'm really trying to make sure that they do this. And they weren't doing it because it was all the stuff we're gathering for the snow, and everybody's got cabin fever because we're staying in the house, and they've just been dumping stuff around. So it becomes apparent that we have to go out because we have to get them a couple of things they're going to need if we're really the forecasts are getting worse and worse and worse.
Right. Right.
So we go out and we go to the Dick's.
Mm-hmm.
Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yes.
Right.
And I've been riding them for not picking stuff up and saying, you know, please do that. Make sure you do that.
Then I have a gay daughter.
Oh, that's
it's Dick Cheney's Sporting Goods.
Dick Cheney.
Which I go, and we go into the Sporting Goods
section. Then I have a gay daughter.
Pick out a, like, snow pants is what we were looking for. Snow pants and I think a couple of pairs of gloves. And at this point, Catherine's trying stuff on, and she leaves her coat on the ground, and I said, "Catherine, pick your coat up. We got everything we need. Let's go right now." And she goes, "I said, come on, Catherine, don't be lazy. We're gonna go have fun in the snow. Pick your coat up." She goes, "Well, Daddy, you work a half a day," and at that point, I'm just going, and I'm trying to control myself. You know, I'm really trying. You can't. I don't want to be one of those fathers that, you know, but I'm like, I don't. So I'm sucking it up.
Where would she hear that?
I have no earthly idea. I don't. But I'm sitting here. I don't know. But I did mention that. I said, I don't know where you heard that. But Daddy works very hard
to take care
of everybody.
Maybe your daughter just had high blood pressure that day.
Who knows what it was. But you know what? You might think it was small. You might think it was a throwaway comment.
Yeah.
It cut me.
Sure.
It cut me
like a razor. Did you want to stand up on top of a chair and not raise your voice, but lecture her and say, not only does Daddy not work a half a day, but do you realize that Daddy also makes hamburgers? Daddy doesn't just talk as a funny man on the radio now. Daddy has to make hamburgers and calamari
at night. It made me feel I was so, because of everybody, color me put into a full-fledged depression for the weekend.
You didn't at least come back with
I did thing. Come back with you, something. I can't say what I came back with.
Did you come back, or was it something about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have come back.
And you know what? And you know, I kicked myself in the ass for that.
Yeah.
Because that's out of line. That is my rule never to do that.
Hard
but
to
I was
there.
So pissed that I said something. And it wasn't that bad, but it was just like, you know, it was.
Did you use
I was. Did you use the C word?
No, stop it. No, of course not. No. I was just, you know, I just...
Girls,
I'm trying to make sure everybody's going to have a good time. I want to have a good time in the snow. I want to do it. And it just was, it was horrible. It was horrible, and it was a combination, I think, that maybe on Thursday night they hadn't gotten enough sleep, and I let them stay up a little later on Friday. I'm all about the sleep thing. Those girls, if you give little girls 10 hours of sleep, 8 hours of sleep, 9 hours of sleep, mm-hmm. they're different kids than if they go to bed late and wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning. Anybody who has kids knows this. I mean, that's the way it goes. But it was just real. When she said that, I was so... I was hitting the solar plexus, and it just sucked. And I realized, you know, that I try not to think about the situation, but at moments like that, the whole situation and the whole, you know, you dealt with the hand that God gave you, and sometimes the cards are not that great. It just sucked, and I was really I was in a tailspin for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah.
I really was in a tailspin. And Sunday we get up and the snow is on the ground. It's great. I had a little Valentine's party where I had gone out and gotten, you know, the cheapo crap that you get, like the Valentine's crap that you buy at any store,
right?
That is incredibly, and I gotta say, incredibly overpriced, which I didn't realize until I happened to look at one of the prices for, like, a plastic heart bank, and it was $5.99, mm-hmm. something that probably cost 11 cents to make. But I hide this all over the house, and I put their names on the tags for, you know, Catherine or Elizabeth or Kat or E,
right.
Or for all of these things, and they have it. And that goes over great. And I, you know, and sure. I'm sitting there totally manipulated. My 10-year-old, 8-year-old, I'm sitting there, huh? Is this better than a sleepover? Isn't this better? Isn't this better than a sleepover? Carla, get the wine out. and then we have cabin fever. Carla's not feeling well, so she takes a nap. She comes downstairs after she takes a nap. In the meantime, I had gone outside with the girls, and I'd made a little cocoa, but we didn't have any chocolate syrup, so I took Hershey's Kisses that were left over from Christmas, melted them in the saucepan with the milk, and did that, and, you know, simple dish, which we should have had the mix lying around just to make it.
Correct.
It, you know, takes me 6 hours to make this hot cocoa as I'm waiting for these things, and I leave some wrappers around. Carla comes down from the nap and comes out to me and says, "You really have to talk to the girls." I said, "Why? You just took a nap for 2 hours. What's going on?" "You have to talk to the girls because there are Hershey's Kisses wrappers all over the kitchen." I'm like, "I did the Hershey Kisses wrappers. It's not the kid." "Well, everybody, please try to get along. Please. Please. I'm doing the best I can. I canceled the sleepover. I had the Valentine's Day party. Please, everyone. Find me the mulled wine."
Oh, mulled wine.
Mulled wine, yes, mulled wine.
"You would only work a full day, Mike."
Ah, yes, yeah, if Mike. I only worked a full day. If I only worked a full day, that would be fine. That would be A-OK. But I am happy to say that on Monday, which they had a day off on Monday. And the last piece of the puzzle, they have a day off, not because of the snow. They were parent-teacher conferences,
right,
which I am really looking forward to because it has been, they canceled it the last time they were doing. Something came up where they had to cancel it.
Right.
So this is going to be the first time that I've had a chance to sit down with all of Catherine's teachers and Elizabeth's teachers and really get a handle on what's going on.
Right. They're doing.
And they canceled it, but they don't, and I check it at 7:30 in the morning, and I see it's been rescheduled, not 9:30, but 10 o'clock is when they start, so they're moving everything up. Mm-hmm. I get them all ready to go, and then I get a call from my ex, they canceled it. And it turns out the guy that was supposed to plow the driveway after the left his snow plow out in the middle of the school parking lot and left that, and I didn't find that out, and I'm all ready to go, and it was the last tiny little thing of...
It might be the mommy thing again.
Of the suck weekend.
It might be the mommies again.
No, this was the school screwing this up.
The phone tree thing.
This was the school screwing this up.
Didn't your school have a phone tree, though?
They have a phone tree, they have an alert system, and none of it, the decision was made at 8 o'clock, because it wasn't determined that they couldn't get the driveway ready until 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So that was it. And that was just a tiny little thing. But I'm happy to say that my ex-wife came over to pick up the girls, and I said goodbye, everything seemed to be A-OK. But we also had a little...
Bye, Daddy. Daddy, we're doing good in math. Next week, you'll work 2.5 days over 5 days.
Absolutely. So long. You know I love him.
Sure.
I know you,
you know I love him. I know
I
you
do. And it was... That comment, I think there are moments where it all it all becomes clear, you know, the situation that, that you're in. And I you know, it's I think
well, that's where you got to just bite your tongue from, because I know you're too young at this point. You know, hey, this doing pretty good for working half a day, aren't I? How about cutting your dad some slack? Huh? I mean, wait till
they are the greatest kids in the world.
Wait till they get older.
I love them.
Wait till they get older, and you can backtalk. just like with my kids. Christ,
what is that age, incidentally, when you can give it back a little bit?
Well, with boys, different than 20? Girls. Yeah.
20.
With boys, I'd say like 11 and 12.
Yeah.
I mean, when Bart would start saying, or even when Frieda would say something, I mean, sometimes they would double team me with that same thing, like, oh yeah. Daddy's got it so tough. Are you going to go in and make fun with your jokes today? Are you going to have fart jokes today? I would say to them, yes, talk all you like. This is the house that fart jokes built.
That's right.
You know that nice book bag that you're wearing on your arm there, boy? You know what that is? That's 5 boner jokes. I mean, I would really literally say that to them.
Well, I look forward to it when it gets to that point. Right now, I got to keep it in check. Right. I got to keep it in check. But it's just a combination of circumstances.
That was too much.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Mike, at any point did you want to say... Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to?
Why can't you treat me like I would be treated by any stranger on the street?
Because, Dad, I am not one of your fans.
God.
Now pick that jacket up. Don't be lazy. But you only work half a day. Boy, I tell you. Yeah, right here. 1, 2, 3, 4 fingers and a thumb.
Right. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I know that's you.
That's me. Boom.
And right in the
bang,
middle.
Bang, zoom.
Right in the middle of Target. That's where you would do it, too. With everybody watching.
Dick.
Excuse me, right in the middle.
Dick Cheney's Sporting Goods. That's right.
Dick Cheney's Sporting Goods.
Yeah.
It
makes me realize.
And I have a gay daughter.
It makes me realize how good I have it most of the time.
Yeah,
you know, for a variety of reasons, for them and for me. I think that's everything works rather smoothly. It really does.
And
this was the first one that you know.
We got a break.
The biggest thing about kids, though, you do kind of have to. You got to think a couple of steps ahead sometimes, and I should have probably.
That's
but you know, I didn't have that 10-day forecast.
How's your wife's work? Your ex-wife's work schedule.
Now you know we can't talk about anything like that.
I was just curious.
Yeah, you know I'm not allowed to.
Okay, I was just curious. That's all. Yeah, maybe that could be brought up as well.
You know I'm not allowed to say that on the radio.
I bet you did. I bet that's what you said.
And the best of my knowledge, that little piece of paper, neither can you.
Okay,
my friend.
Okay, my friend.
All right, very good.
Got it, my friend.
No problem.
You got it. Oh boy.
I know.
Boy, oh
I know.
Boy.
I know.
Boy, oh boy.
I know.
Girls, if you only knew.
It's
sit down, and Daddy's going to tell you a story.
No, that'll be quite enough.
Daddy's
that'll be.
Tell
have
you
I mentioned
story.
I love your hat today? I do. I love your hat.
You
the Clemson
trying,
hat looks good.
You are just trying to change the topic.
Nah, change the topic. That's
look at you. Look at you. Your tell is again the folded arms.
I fold my arms whether I'm happy or uptight.
No, you don't.
I do.
Check it out.
I do. I have one thing to tell you.
What?
Don and Mike to break.
Here's another tell too.
No, he's not doing it.
I'm off that topic.
Oh, very good. Okay.
But here's another tell though. With you.
Yeah.
Like when we get close to something like that, where
yes.
I promised you I won't, and I
the water
close to it. No. Oh, well, the water. Is
I hit
when
the water hard when I'm uptight.
The water is like when someone on the phone pisses you off.
Mm-hmm.
That you go to the water.
Right.
But this is it a lot of times.
Stroking the chin?
The stroking of the chin.
Now you got
stroking of the beard.
You've misinterpreted that. You know what that is when I'm doing that? I'm having a flashback. I'm thinking about something that happened just the other day.
No, and I take it back. It's not that. It's this. It's the total over the mustache.
Yeah.
It's like when Hughes comes in and says, I've got to shut the door. We've got to talk. I notice right away.
I went to that.
You go,
tracing your mouth with your fingers. All right.
Itchy tell.
Well, I got to change that.
Yeah, and you know
since
my
we'll be playing poker again, I got to change
you
that.
You know what my tell is?
Mm.
horrible flatulence.
That room was horrible the other night.
I cannot hide it.
And the sound as well.
Yeah, I can't hide it.
Really, I mean, it sounds just like two pieces of, wet leather slapping together as soon as he comes into the office.
Gaydon's Mikel. Here comes the boss.
But now everything
the
is...
boss. Hope I just called you the boss. That's a joke.
Now everything is just fine.
Good.
Okay, good.
Everything's back to normal.
Great.
So yeah, except for Joe. That's a joke, too. That is a joke, too. It is. Everything's good. Everything really is right back where it should be.
Okay. Glad to hear it.
And I think I have to do a sleepover next time I have them. Not this weekend, but the weekend after.
Can we come?
Yes. Yes. Bring the kids.
No, I just want to.
We'll toast tomorrow. Just you, Rob.
Just me.
That'll be fun, Rob. And can you wear like a suit?
Yes.
Can you wear like a bunny suit? Kids, not only do you have a sleepover, but a giant bunny is coming over.
A giant drunk bunny.
Bunny the Giant, Bex Beer Storyteller.
Yeah, you get him like in a John Wayne Gacy outfit. Like one of those clown outfits.
Here he is. He's going to do balloon animals for you. They all look like intestines. What's wrong? They all look like intestines, Daddy.
Hi, kids. I'm Sucko the Clown. Now I'm going to make you something. Hey, what's your name? Elizabeth. Hey, your daddy only works half a day, doesn't he? I'm going to make you half a giraffe. Okay, enough of that.
Sucko the Clown.
We'll be back. Maybe your phone calls. Maybe, although we're on a good roll without you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always dangerous to invite you in.
Very scary.
Oh, I do want to tell you that later today, we will be doing a game involving you, our beloved unwashed listeners.
Yes.
Now, follow me on this. It's the home version of Isn't That Something? / How About That?
Oh,
however, a new change today.
Mm-hmm.
A new phrase. I'll be damned.
From Pulp Fiction.
And that is how you must say it.
I'll be damned.
For instance, Mike, yeah. I'll be whatever tool it is that we get. And we're going to have our listeners call in the next hour, and you'll participate. The person that gets it in the most naturally will win Lewis Black tickets and $100. Like, very for instance. So I don't know. What is the topic? It's green tea?
No, it's Jerry Garcia tea.
Jerry Garcia tea. So... Hello, I'm the Jerry Garcia tea man.
Yeah, how long have you been making your tea?
Oh, about 35 years.
Oh, damn, is it hard to make tea?
It's not hard at all. You take the leaf and you leave it outside.
I'll be damned if I didn't think it was the hardest thing in the world.
Here's all I would request. I'll be damned.
There you go. Well,
that's going to make it a little more forced there. I like that. That'll make it more of a challenge.
I'll be damned.
Isn't tea the thing they threw in the harbor in Boston?
Right? That's right.
I'll be damned.
I'll be damned. So stay by your radio for the premiere of I'll Be Damned.
I'll be damned.
And Buzz,
yes,
got to ask you.
All right.
Why do you keep wiping? I mean, wiping your brow. I've noticed you doing that, and I'm trying not to bring it up on the air.
Are you feeling feverish?
No, I'm fine.
He's done it all the time.
Sometimes I just get oily, and I'm just wiping off the excess shine.
You don't look particularly oily.
No, I know, but look at this.
Are you going to show us the wipey thing you use?
Wait a second. If I put this against something dark, that's just, you see that corner?
Oh, dear.
That oil stain on that paper towel.
So is that what you're doing? You fold up a paper towel.
Yeah.
And then I notice you're actually like...
And you just blot the grease off your forehead.
As long as that's all he's wiping.
Yes, thank you.
But you're okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I never felt better.
I've noticed for a couple of days...
Oh, like, I've been doing it for months, really.
I know, but in the last couple of days...
I see my reflection in the window that separates us, and sometimes I see my head is glowing like the moon.
Well, you're not stressed out or anything, are you?
No, not at all.
Hey, you only work a half a day.
That's right.
Oh, less than half a day. Yeah, he's only really on the last hour of the show.
So add that up.
Yeah,
I'll give that equation to my kids for school.
Tell your daughters, you know a guy only works an hour a day.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This
is the Don and Mike Show.
You have no idea what your work means to me.
What does it mean to you?
When somebody out there knows what it's like to be in here.
Oh, God, this is like a nightmare.
Oh, come on, just a couple of questions. How hard is that? How do you write women so well?
I think of a man, and I take away reason, and accountability.
The Don and Mike Show.
Come, drink their hair water. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It's Jack from the movie where he's OCD, right? Right. I was watching over the weekend on one of the high-def channels the Jack Nicholson movie that he phones in, A Few Good Men. But he doesn't phone in the scene.
The same thing. I watched that movie, too.
He does not phone in the scene in the very end when Tom Cruise finally gets him on the code red.
As far as I'm concerned, that movie, you can watch just that scene. You see the whole movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The whole previous 2 hours.
Crystal.
It's crap. It's crap. It's just, you're just watching Tom
Cruise.
Did you
order the code red? You're goddamn right I did.
Why are you arresting me? What did I do?
I'll rip yours. I'll tear your head off.
God damn, it's good.
Yeah, I mean, that scene is pretty intense.
But up until then, I mean, even, well, I guess it's good even when he's in the courtroom when he's saying, you know, you want men like me standing up on that wall.
You want me on that wall.
You need me on that wall.
I would ask that you would. I watched it too. I just watched it. I'd rather have you say good day and continue on your way, or whatever he said.
Another good scene where they're sitting outside early in the movie. You know, maybe he didn't phone it in as much as I thought.
It's okay.
Maybe it's more Tom Cruise and Demi Moore that bring the film down. When they're sitting outside having cigars, and he's talking about how Tom Cruise has to take orders from a female officer.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. There's nothing. I think it's great that they're promoting women. There's nothing more satisfying than getting a BJ from a colonel. Or something like that.
That is a fine little film. I do like that.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
This is
you
it.
You can't handle the truth.
Son.
Now listen, really, for a 2 hour and 45 minute movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is like what they say about an NBA game.
Yeah.
Why watch the whole thing? Watch the last 5 minutes.
Right. It's so intense. I mean, it's Nicholson at his absolute
best. This is 1 minute and 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. This is the whole movie right here.
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago, and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know, that Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
That
wow, that's a speech.
That is pretty a good speech. That's a speech. I love that.
Pretty good.
Wow.
And that's the problem with your basic cable satellite is that a good movie like that only comes on once in a blue friggin' moon.
Otherwise, watch Miss Congeniality.
I swear to Christ, I was just going to say,
you cannot turn it on and not get that crap, that absolute garbage.
I know America loves, what's her name?
Sandra Bullock.
Okay. But, really, this whole thing with her doing the... I mean, I know I do that when I laugh. I'm sorry about that. But it's natural with me. I'm a retard. I can't help it. In the movie, they're making it part of her character.
She does it on purpose.
That she's playing this rough, tough New York type FBI agent who has to be. She's so ugly and she's so plain Jane, they gotta make her look nice. But every once in a while, the sophistication, it just kind of breaks down and she goes, that's so funny.
You know, there's room.
Yuck.
I never thought I'd say this, but there is room for another movie channel. There is room for a movie channel that just plays good movies. You know, really? I mean, that's all you'd need.
if you called it something like the All Hit Network.
Yes.
But the problem
is... The All Hit Movie Network.
But
hits can be crap, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
Congeniality, I'm sure, did a big box office.
The Good Network.
Yeah, well, Miss Congeniality, the Good Network.
Yeah.
No,
but you know,
TGN.
Right. Really, seriously, most movies, A Few Good Men, that won Academy Awards, did it not? Right. Didn't that win some Academy Awards? And maybe that's the criteria. You know, you got to win.
No, because so often the movies.
Did Goodfellas win any awards?
So often the movies that real people like don't win it. Like, look at the crap that they nominated this year.
Brokeback Mountain, Capote.
Right. Fag.
How about we call the network Mom? Mike O'Mara Movie Network.
No, I mean,
you have to come up with the movies that you like.
What is wrong with All Hit? You're right. The hits aren't necessarily going to be the good movies.
Step away. Please.
I
know you like talking about the movies. Call your friend Brad.
Okay.
I would love to
go ahead, call him right now. Call him on yourself.
A better movie channel. I thought for a while it might be Encore. Because they had some good ones, but they'll have the garbage, too.
I want to give you a surprise channel. Black Encore Stars. Every once in a while, I know you avoid the channel, boy.
I don't get it.
But every once in a while, they'll throw on something great. Like, that's where Jackie Brown is playing all the time.
Okay, all right.
So, Rob, who could not wait to come to the microphone to talk about whatever fact it is about movies.
Right.
You know, I'm here.
He's calling Brad? Brad is Rob's best friend.
We're a good riff with Mike. Yeah, I'm making eye contact with Mike. We're talking. Rob is just standing there like a kid in a candy store waiting to say something into the microphone.
No answer. You want to leave him a message?
No, you leave him a message. Say to your friend Brad whatever it is you would have said on the air.
All right.
Is he answering? Has he got the machine? Okay.
Whatever it is that you were going to jump up on the microphone with.
Hey, Brad, how's it going? It's Rob. You know, if they did an all-hit movie network... It really wouldn't fly for good movies because Big Mama's House was a huge hit last week. Talk to you later.
And Brad will understand that. It's a shame that didn't get on the air.
Thank you, Rob. Thanks mostly for that.
That is great.
Oh, and I'm back on the intranet now. Let me see. Back at our fan site.
What are they chirping about now?
Well, it's about the thing that I don't really want to talk about.
Right.
I can't really...
That's
and this
right.
time, I guess, my bone to pick, if I have such a thing, is with Labonte, who, let me see, my God, this guy is in Greenville, South Carolina. He has made 1,578 posts.
Whoa.
Wow.
On this website.
That's a little obsessive.
He only works half a day.
Let me just say, without getting into great detail, again, we're talking about the events of 2 years ago.
Right.
And people that don't work here anymore, and that's all I can say.
Right.
You're wrong, too. Okay? You're wrong from the part where it says, the actual way it went down, from what I remember, comma, is that up until that point, you're correct. Everything else is crap.
Do you know how physically excited that guy is now? Do you know how incredibly excited? Do you realize he cannot function right now? He's so excited.
For you nerds that are living vicariously through this story and even understand it, does anybody get what's going on here? Does anybody now understand what was happening?
Besides us?
I didn't order anybody to do or not to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was a regular, normal day for me.
It was.
At work.
A day like any other.
That's correct. And if some people had simply done their jobs...
I would think if that one story you were mentioning was true, that maybe you wouldn't have done what you did in here, which I witnessed, which I saw, with mine own eyes.
Oh, you mean hit the button?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would seem to me that if what was said was true, you wouldn't have done that.
No. Again, just trying to straighten out some stuff on the internet with our good old lovable fans who love writing about this.
They love conspiracy theories.
I love it, but you pigs, you don't know the first goddamn thing.
You pig, yeah.
You truly don't.
Yep.
You pig, yeah. Thank you for listening, but please, you know what you got to do really on some of these topics?
What?
You got to wait until our final show. Or you got to wait until the book comes out. I mean, because that's really the only way.
The box set.
And I've thought about this a lot, and I know we talk a lot about remaining time on our careers and our contract and everything. End of September 2008. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking at.
Circle your calendar.
That's it. That's not like a Howard Stern promise. If they don't give me everything I want, then I'm going to quit. I mean, I'm going to be 50. That's what I'm thinking about walking away. That's a deal I made with Mike after Frida died.
Right.
That I worked to that point. I guarantee on September 29th, 2008, there will be a tell-all show.
Yes.
All of your questions about anything that ever happened.
Amen.
Will be answered.
Be very exciting.
You only have 2 years and 6 months to wait.
Don't worry about it.
Be like waiting for the Sopranos to come back.
And I'm hoping I don't have to stay. I really am.
And I hope you don't have to either.
I really am.
But if you do, more power to you. The show should go on.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm...
Seriously.
But you know what I'd like.
I know what you'd like.
Yeah.
I know what you'd like.
Yeah.
Well, you know, S-A-V-E.
So they got a plan.
Mm-hmm. I know you got a plan.
Got a plan.
I know. That's why you're working, you know, mm-hmm. 3/4 of the day now.
No, I'd like it to be the big thing. We could do that together. That'd be very satisfying.
I would. Nothing would make me happy.
You know, but you certainly would understand if I, you know, I'm like, we have to goodbye. Though.
Hey, listen. I mean, now we've never even had this discussion.
We haven't even had it off the air. Right?
But
well,
seriously,
we sort of had it off the air.
But seriously, with all you guys, I mean, I don't see why if I have my fill in 2 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Why y'all? I mean, you know, it's different strokes for different folks.
I agree.
I mean, I would say keep. Keep this could sound retarded to say, but keep the franchise going.
Especially if it worked for MASH.
If you've got to.
I'm sorry.
That's funny.
I'm sorry.
That's good.
That is
good. Anyway, for anybody that wants to know all of the details about anything that's happened here, or anything that's happened with me and Mike over the 20 years, uh-huh. and by that time we'll be coming up on 23 years.
Yes.
That'll be the day, September 29th.
23 years.
2008. Wow.
That's significant.
That'll be the day we let it all go.
Mm-hmm.
Or the day that I let it all go, depending on what you have to do.
Yeah, you know. Right, right.
But, I mean, I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about the Coca-Cola machine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm talking about the computer.
Mm-hmm. Statute of limitations is fine on that.
I'm talking about that. That convertible that was parked in front of the radio station.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That was all me, too. That wasn't you. That was me. That was me just being bad.
Coke machine. Well, no, the Coke machine was.
That was me, too.
But the heating element wasn't. No. We're together on that one.
I know.
Big time.
See, this is the thing.
Got to take my medicine, too.
Listen, this is the thing about me and Mike. It's like being in the mob.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, how could we ever rat at each other out? What could I say? Mike did this. Mm-hmm. Well, Mike said, well, goddamn, Don did this.
You did too.
I just say, well, hold on.
We did different things, and we did things together.
Mm-hmm.
But there's enough of them that, you know, it's the mob.
Make quite a story.
It's the mafia.
But a lot of the things that we did together were great things.
Mm-hmm. Just, in my humble opinion, innocent fun. Innocent fun.
That will entertain.
Sick. Real sick, but fun. But really, nothing that could really hurt anyone. Really. Seriously.
Well, not unless Barbara came to work and didn't have shoes on. She sat behind that desk.
Yes, and even that wouldn't really hurt. I've heard that that's got beneficial effects.
True.
I heard that takes care of athletes. Anyway, all of this will come out, you know. But like I said, everybody wants to know the date. That's the date.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 2008. Let's wait till then.
We were dogs at the other radio station.
Woof.
Woof, woof.
Way to mark our territory.
Let me put it this way.
Be careful.
Huh?
Be careful.
I'm just going to make a general statement.
Okay.
There's stuff you can get away with in the early morning hours that you can't get away with in the afternoon.
Oh, well, that's true. Sure. No one's around.
Nobody's around.
Right.
You got the run of the place, and
the city
certain people just shouldn't be given that responsibility, given that privilege.
Right. Things happen.
But you get bored.
Right.
Can you imagine if we had got the morning job here?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
People would be coming to work every day wondering how come the heat's at 100.
They'd have hazmat suits.
and it smells like Iraq. What's going on here? It'd be you and I be doing the same thing, walking out the door at 10:30 going,
what is that smell of death?
No idea. Good night.
Whistling you later.
Bye. Have a good day.
No problema.
That's all he can do now is just like what I do. Here's all I can do now. Right here. Over the last couple of years, I have carved into the wooden part of the board the word help. And now I'm working. Can you see that, Rob?
Yeah.
And that's help.
Yeah.
And then very close, I'm going to get, hopefully in the next 2.5 years, I'll have me.
Me.
So yeah. Help me. But right now I have carved in the board, mm-hmm. over the last 15 years, the word help.
Like a prisoner.
It's been so gradual, I haven't noticed it until this very moment.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
It is very nice.
Done with a Swiss Army knife.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I'm not kidding.
Nice work, too.
I'm not kidding you this time, kids. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hey.
Hey, I was thinking of a movie network for you guys. Memorable lines from movies. It would be Don and Mike's memorable line from movies. I mean, if you listen to you guys quote movies all the time. Those
you're very good at it. Really.
Yes, thank you. You're very nice, sir.
Those should be
cool. Look at that. Oh, get wake up.
Look at him flopping around like a little fish. You just tasered him.
Burning flesh.
There's that smell again. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, very well, thank you.
Hey, I think the word you were looking for earlier was re-envision.
No, it's not. It was, we've already solved it.
Yeah, the retelling.
Retelling, that's what the Hollywood types are saying. That's what they are saying. And what who is this, rather? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, and Mike, hi.
Hey, I got the word for you. It's remation.
Stop this. Why is everybody doing
people
that?
People love word
stop
games.
This. Hey. Stop this, please. Okay, when we come back, here's the deal. if a forest falls in the
if
woods.
If a tree falls.
Well, let's say if a forest falls.
Yeah. If a tree falls in the forest.
If a forest falls in a quiet tree and nobody's there, does God hear it?
That's our topic?
That's the topic.
I'm scratching my head.
That's the topic.
Call
when
now.
We come back.
I'm scratching my head so hard, I'll have stitches.
Call now for phone jeopardy. I'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, first of all, I'm begging really for your forgiveness, but it's my brother, and I felt if he was mistreated in any way.
But what are you saying about yourself?
I'm saying that I wouldn't want to resign from the show.
Let me ask this, look. Do you want to keep him in?
Oh, split. It's going to split.
I'll tell you what, and this is what I'll do. I believe that me and my brother have exemplified what it is to be a true American Idol before even hitting the stage.
Right, okay, now you can listen to me. I am fed up of your hissy attitude.
I haven't finished.
You resigned publicly in front of them. I think this lot here are sick to death of you.
That was too gay.
I haven't finished. All right?
Well,
I haven't finished.
Go ahead.
I'll decide with Paula and Randy whether we want you back in this competition in 30 minutes. I don't want to hear any more from you. Goodbye.
You are sweetwack. I hate you. I hate your big fat ball head ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let me see if I get this straight. It was on American Idol last night. Those are the guys who were busted for boosting cars.
The twins.
Yeah, and I thought that happened a lot earlier on. You know, I know they're all taped shows, but I think those are the twins. We haven't heard anything like that. They're going to eventually both be kicked out, right?
Right.
One of them thought his brother had been disqualified, and so he quit. And then he found out his brother had been accepted to move out of the next round, so he had to come back and eat the sandwich.
I could just say this. I think he was very well spoken.
The Chosen, Don and Mike.
You know what I'm saying?
Good afternoon, brothers. So, is there anything you'd like to say to us?
Yes. I would like to apologize to all three of you.
Thank you. We spoke about it after you left. We'd like to invite you both to stay. See you later. Thank you.
Wow. Weird. You know.
Hard to believe I missed that drama last night.
He's great, though.
Boy, am I kicking myself.
Cal
I just really,
all right, for those of us that have been watching him for a while, yeah, wish you were on board.
Mike, when a when a forest falls and the tree is there, mm-hmm, and God's there, but something falls, who hears it?
Dave Howard.
Okay. What if I told you that Willie Nelson had written a song about faggot cowboys? It's called "Cowboys Are Frequently Secretly Fond of Each Other." Now, this is like...
Old song? New song?
New song. This is like the end of Willie Nelson's career. He's made a parody song. Not a parody song, but like a Brokeback Mountain song.
I think that's exciting.
Very serious. Now, here's the part about if a tree falls in the woods and no one's there, does anybody hear it?
Right.
This song was exclusively premiered yesterday on Howard's satellite radio show.
Okay.
Which means, to the best of my knowledge, nobody's heard it.
Of course.
So without further ado, hold on. Let me see. What is this? Cut one. Here it is. Here is Willie Nelson, debuted on Howard Stern. So nobody heard it. So more people are hearing it now than heard it yesterday. Not a gag.
Just a fact.
Just a real song. Willie Nelson, where's the vocal?
Many a strange impulse out on the plains of West Texas. There's many a young boy who feels things he can't comprehend.
Oh, Willie.
And a small town don't like it when somebody falls between the sexes.
Okay.
No, a small town don't like it when a cowboy has feelings for men.
Kind of sad for Willie Nelson, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, he's good.
I believe to my soul that inside every man there's the feminine.
You know, I heard enough. I mean, mm-hmm, Willie Nelson is on the road again. Willie Nelson is up on top of the roof of the White House with Jimmy Carter getting high. I mean, he's not doing dumb songs about Brokeback Mountain.
Doing parody songs of Brokeback Mountain.
Yep, hold on a second.
You had not a fallen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. I was calling in reference for the song you're playing. It was actually wrote in like 1980 or 1981. I can't remember the guy's name.
Oh, hold on. Ned Sublette wrote it in 1981.
Hmm.
So it's not an original. So,
that's
however,
the same guy that also invented the apartment. Mr. Sublette.
However, it was an exclusive yesterday on Mighty Satellite Radio, which is why, of course, around the water cooler, that's all you've heard everybody talking about.
Does
today.
Willie have, like, a channel? I know they're all getting channels. They're all getting their half-hour show.
I was reading about Oprah's deal with XM.
Right.
Oprah gets $55 million.
Right.
Now, they're going to have a channel where, of course, they're going to have that cow friend of hers, Gail.
Gail King.
And, like, her eating guru and her exercise guru.
Uh-huh.
Oprah will actually be on the radio herself 30 minutes a week.
A week?
A week.
The whole tray?
And they're paying her $55
million. Because she needs the money.
That's right.
She does.
So it sounds to me like it's a good investment for everyone.
Well,
all I know is these satellite radio companies, I know that they're, you know, setting the table to, you know, to be around for a very long time.
Ramping up.
I'm not bad mouthing them, because who knows, in another life we may end up there 5 years or so from now, or maybe 2 years and 8 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But right now, the way satellite radio is being run reminds me of the USFL.
Yeah.
I mean, really, what they did was they went out and they had players like Steve Young and Herschel Walker,
mm-hmm,
and they paid these guys extraordinary amounts of money.
Record setting.
Going against the NFL. And what happened was you had like three guys that made a gazillion dollars, and everything else just sucked.
Everything sucked, and then it went out of business.
Everything sucked. So, you know, good luck, good investment. To be fair, I did notice that the XM price did take a bump, the stock price did take a little bump up after they announced this thing with Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, who on Wall Street really understands that?
Doesn't mean anything.
You know, they see, Oprah Winfrey is signed with satellite radio.
That's usually what happens. It takes a bump when they put the big name, when they get the big name out there. Some have said that's the reason they do it. But that's
why the WJFK stock has gone up so much since we've announced Peter Rosenberg and Jay Severin.
Right, absolutely. The stock skyrocketing. Very, very excited.
Trading today at minus 25 cents. Hello, Don and Mike show. And that's up.
That's up.
That's up from yesterday.
You got to work hard to be cheaper than a penny stock.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Gentlemen.
Yes, hi.
Hi, yes. I was calling just to let you know that you cut short on the best part of that song. It gets pretty comical there.
Well, great. Download it and play it on your radio show. Because I didn't hear anything that was laugh, riot.
Nothing grabbed you?
Belly busting.
Mm-hmm. Willie Scott refers to a queer towards the end there. It gets pretty funny the way he goes about it, actually.
Calls him a queer, huh?
I'm Willie Nelson. This is Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
All right. Thanks for calling, Peter.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That, of course, was Peter Rosenberg.
A man has a ponytail.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
A long one.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I used to park my convertible at JFK a while ago. Did you do something to my car, maybe?
Well, no. Could have been yours.
Was it red?
No, listen, the convertible story, and again, none of these will come out until 2008.
That's right.
I'll be dead by then, Donnie. I'll be dead.
Not even from this radio station.
And Rob's applauding the fact that you'll be dead. Am I right on that one, Rob?
I got that convertible. You will be.
From the other radio station. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, those two characters that was on American Idol, you know, after they were kicked off, they got signed by Jermaine Dupri and Janet Jackson's old man, and now they're signed to a nice lucrative contract, so they're doing pretty good.
Mike, do you remember the name Jermaine Dupri?
You don't know who Jermaine Dupri is?
I'm playing
trivia with
Dupri.
Mike.
Dupri, did we introduce him one time?
Here's the deal. It was opening day in the NFL season.
Okay.
This is when we worked at the other stations. It was like 18 or 19 years ago.
Wow.
The Eagles are playing the Redskins.
Were we down at like a block party?
The station was doing some stupid end of summer block party. Mike and I were in a...
quarter pounder, like part of a Big Mac?
Hold on. You got it. Okay. We were in a big Winnebago with this guy, Jermaine Dupri, who had a hit song out called We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off to Have a Good Time.
Did he go by Jermaine Dupri?
Yeah, that's his
name. Jermaine?
No.
Jermaine Dupri.
Jermaine Dupri.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And you and I know I was pissed because I'm watching the game on TV.
It was a hot day.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, it's 88 degrees in here. I'm watching this game on a black and white TV. Mm. You were mad you didn't want to be there. And this guy, Jermaine Dupri, who walked around like he could have been in Living Color, one of those two snaps up. I mean, could not be more effeminate.
Uh-huh.
Walking around with boxer shorts on.
Briefs.
That briefs.
I remember that.
Wow. No shirt.
He was about 5'4".
No shirt.
Yeah, he was a tiny guy in his underwear.
Walked around, and I remember what it was. He said, I need a knife to cut my Big Mac.
He wanted to cut his Big Mac in like eighths.
And me and Mike are looking at him like, dude, are you out of your mind?
And he was out of his mind. Oh,
that wasn't the worst. The worst one was, who did the... I don't remember the song. It was a dance song. It was goddamn popular, and the lead singer was pregnant and doing crack.
It was Rob, your Pump Up the Jam.
Yeah, Technotronic.
Yep.
Pump Up the Jam. Pump it up.
Say to me and Mike, okay, you're going to come out, you're going to introduce whatever this is. And we say, okay. We go backstage.
Was it I don't think it was that name, was it?
It was Pump Up the Jam.
That was Pump Up the Jam.
That was it. Anyway, they said that the chick in the group, who was like 4 months pregnant,
had morning sickness.
It turns out she was back doing crack.
It was weird. It was surreal. Tiny little stage.
Hello,
another
Don,
trailer.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don.
Hey, hi.
Hey, it was Jermaine Stewart.
Is it Jermaine Stewart?
Yeah, he has since left us. He unfortunately caught AIDS and died a couple of years ago, but it was Jermaine Stewart.
It wasn't Jermaine Dupri.
Jermaine Dupri is now Mr. Janet Jackson.
Right.
It's a different guy.
Different Jermaine.
Right, different guy.
Different Jermaine.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. And don't forget what Jermaine Jackson named his child.
Your Majesty.
Your Majesty.
It's important to know these things.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
It's Your Majesty.
I sure do like that name. I sure do like that name.
Your Royal Majesty.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I wondered, since Oprah was coming aboard, are they going to be changing the name to BM?
Instead of XM. Okay, thank you. Thank you, my friend. God, we're going to play a game here. So I'll just save all this for tomorrow. Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, you'll hear this tomorrow. Allegedly, they've already got an agreement that as soon as she squeezes the baby out,
yeah,
it's over.
They split.
It's already been signed. signed, sealed, delivered. You give me the baby, I give you like $5 million, and then you're out of my life forever.
They're hearing. Already breaking up?
That's what we hear.
Those are the stories from
Jesus
from the tabloids. Yep. Also, tomorrow...
He was jumping on couches.
Also, tomorrow we're going to have to discuss Tom Cruise going crazy at a Kanye West concert.
You need me on that wall.
I want to talk at some point about Kevin Smith. I love Kevin Smith.
I know.
You know, Jay and Silent Bob. The guy was going to write and direct the Green Hornet movie.
Right.
Another superhero movie. He was also going to redo Fletch.
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
Now, he wanted to redo Fletch with Jason Lee as the star.
Right.
The theater said no, so he said, all right, forget it. Then...
Fletch, that's like a movie popular with idiots.
Then they, the Green Hornet thing. He wrote the script.
Uh-huh.
And I love this. I'm on his website, and here's what it says. This is Kevin Smith now. Yeah, I wrote The Green Hornet. If I made it, it would have to be a good movie. I really can't make good movies. I've tried for 12 years. Face it. I can't do it. It's like, he's not being funny.
Right. But it is funny that he says that. He's that honest.
He's given up. And the other, the last thing, let me see. Did you know that they're planning on making a movie? Now, the Superman, the first Superman that killed himself, or no, Christopher Reeve didn't kill himself.
Right.
But the first one did. The
George
TV Reeves. Guy did.
George Reeves.
George Reeves.
Right.
Killed himself.
Right.
Because he was typecast as Superman.
Yeah, and he hated it.
They're making a movie about his life.
That'll
That's
be
cool.
good. I'd like to see that.
Starring Ben Affleck.
That'll be bad.
They wanted to call the movie Truth, Justice, and the American Way.
Right.
Except DC Comics won't let them since that's like registered
right.
Superman stuff.
Okay.
So the name that they're working on right now is Hollywoodland.
Hollywoodland.
It's Hollywoodland.
Welcome to Hollywoodland. I'm Ben Affleck.
And as long as we're on the...
homo.
The homo thing. Did I mention this? It's Heath Ledger, who's the guy who's on top in Brokeback Mountain, right?
I don't know who's on top.
Okay. All I know is that he's one of the guys. He signed to be Rock Hudson.
So he's just he's taking it to the bank.
Yeah, he's going all the way with it.
Wow.
So good luck to him, and that's all I got for you now.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
This music normally means, isn't that something? How about that? And in recent weeks and months, it's become the wildly popular home version.
Yes, we enjoy playing it with our listeners.
Mm-hmm. Of isn't that something, or how about that? But here it is, a brand new year. And as you know, the teens are loving this show.
Yeah.
And they said, Don and Mike is our teen fans speaking, our teen base.
Mm-hmm.
They said on the Request-O-Matic lines, can you make it a little hipper for the kids?
Huh. Can you spice it up a little bit?
Driving around in their low riders.
And
yes, and the answer is yes.
Can you add a little danger to it?
The game is now... I'll be damned.
I'll be damned.
So presto requesto, here's how we work this. We're going to get some loser interview on the top. The topic is tea.
Jerry Garcia tea.
We will take your phone calls.
That's not tea.
877-365-3636. Each of the people who gets on the air as a caller will get 60 seconds to engage this Nimrod in conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Nimrodette.
Right.
Now, what you want to do is work in as many times as possible. I'll be damned.
And you have to do it naturally. You don't want to force it in there. You will be disqualified if we feel like you're forcing.
And it's Christopher Walken, right? Is that the...
Christopher Walken from Pulp Fiction when he plays the military officer who gives, the character that Bruce Willis plays later,
his watch.
The little boy, his watch. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I'm going to let some greasy... it's the whole thing. We're talking about Vietnam.
Yeah, so here's your key. Instead of, how about that?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something? Now it's... I'll be damned. Now, if you get in the most I'll be damned, you will get tickets to see Louis Black at the Warner Theater.
Great.
We love Louis Black. We have fifth row tickets. Louis Black. What, Rob?
I'm laughing because you've never quite gotten this deep into this song. I'm enjoying the jam.
Oh, I thought it was something black because I saw you look up and I saw him.
I wasn't looking at him.
Louis is a black you like, right?
My favorite black.
He's your favorite black. Louis Black at the Warner Theater on April 21st. Tickets go on sale Friday at noon to Ticketmaster, online at Ticketmaster.com. And we have $100 bills as well.
Wow.
So call now, It's not how about that.
No.
It's not isn't that something.
It's I'll be damned.
I'll be damned. If we can just stretch this for another 14 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we ever heard the theme played all the way to the very end. And the words go like, how about that? Is that something?
Yeah, and it ends like those songs always end.
So,
it just stops.
Call now. I'll be damned.
I'll be damned.
I'll be damned. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, it's time for another kooky, crazy call.
Another kooky, crazy call is a copyrighted feature.
And this time, we're calling a pet store. And I'm going to disguise my voice and attempt to purchase 10 parakeets. Let's see what happens.
Hello, House of Pets.
Yes, do you sell parakeets, there?
Yes, we do.
Uh-huh, excuse me. How many do you have?
I think we have 7 or 8 at the present time.
Well, I'm going to need 10.
Well, we have another store in the area, and I'm sure we could get 2 more from them.
I see. In other words, you'd have to go to another store then, huh?
Yes, we would.
Okay, well, let me think about it, and I'll get back to you later.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. I agree.
The Don and Mike Show. They pursue the rare and magical white unicorn, Don and Mike.
All right, well, God knows we've set this thing up enough. It's not how about that. It's not isn't that something. The game now is... I'll be damned.
I'll be damned.
So callers are all standing by.
Oh, good.
You'll have 60 seconds.
Little man.
We'll put the TikTok thing.
I give this watch to you.
And again, you'll be disqualified if it's too fast, too forced.
Yeah, you can't get on there and go, I'll be damned.
Doesn't work. Imagine it like sex. Slow. Easy. No need to just... jump right in, and I mean, of course, that's the way I like doing it. I'm thinking, think about sex the way that chicks like it.
Ah. Take your time, do it right. You can do it, baby. Do it tonight. Take your time, do it right.
Yeah, come on, food and beverage manager. Come on, you remember that one.
Yeah.
The SOS band, right?
Absolutely.
Was that when you were a disco DJ?
Baby, you can do it. You can do it tonight. Take your time, baby. Do it tonight. And a lot of those bells in there, too. Ding,
yeah.
ding. Do it tonight.
Oh, there's a theme.
That's better music, though, right here.
There's a theme. Now, let's see. Buzz?
Yes.
And she's ready to be called, right?
Ready. Yeah, wait.
Okay, so as soon as I get the ringy-ding here, you give her the hello. And it's just the Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm. Right. So don't mention I'll be damned in the opening.
You can say it's how about that.
Okay.
Even though we all know it's not anymore. Hello, is this a Meredith?
No.
No. This is not the... Is it Meredith?
Everybody hit the delay. I mean, what, you can't have a goddamn wrong number?
No, that's illegal.
Hello.
Okay.
She had a little bit of a hello.
Yes, I noticed that.
Try again.
You can go to prison for a wrong number.
Hello.
Now.
You know what's a very low-calorie food?
Now, which number am I using? What? The big one that's highlighted or the little one?
Pickles.
Okay. Worth it.
Pickles. Deal.
I'm hesitant to start that beautiful theme music until we know we got her.
I know. Strange ring there, a hitch in the ring.
Hello. Would you like a pickle?
Good afternoon. This is Meredith.
Hi, Meredith. Stand by, please, for the Don and Mike show. Are you ready to go on the air, ma'am?
I'm ready.
Thank you.
Very good. And
thank
now,
you.
One sec, 4 seconds. Three, two, one. We're clear.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, Don and Mike present How About That? Now, here are your hosts, Don and Mike.
Hey, good. Wednesday, everybody. Hump day. T-G-I-W. How are you? Anyway.
Great to be with you as usual. We've got newsmakers and lots of interesting things to talk about on the get-together.
This is Donnie Nibble.
And this is Mike Nabel.
Use your full name.
Michael Nabel.
Michael Nabel. And welcome to Isn't That Something? Listen now, beloved listeners. We got a lady on the phone here.
Time for our newsmakers and drink makers segment.
Who wants to say yes to Jerry Garcia teas? And I'm not talking about tie dye. I'm talking about the kind of tea you drink.
Tea. And now you might think with Jerry Garcia, the whole Grateful Dead thing, it might be kind of wacky tea, but I think this is on the level. Totally on the level.
How about that? Do you use any mushrooms to make Jerry Garcia tea?
I'm afraid not. No
mushrooms. How about
heroin? No.
Nothing in the tea at all, Meredith, that might make you hallucinate?
Everything's 100% legal in these teas.
Excellente.
Now, would you mind? Maybe you don't know. We are dead heads. Is that what we're called? We're dead heads, yes. Dead heads. Go to all the shows.
Good.
And we've got a lot of people listening who want to ask you questions about your teas.
Okay. I have to digress for a moment. I was in the grocery store just the other week, and it's interesting. We have this tea lady on. I saw a phenomenal new flavor that I'd never seen before. A pint of ice cream actually called Cherry Garcia.
I'm not kidding you.
It fascinated me.
Get out of here.
It fascinated me.
How about that?
Do you like the sweet?
Oh, sure.
Have you heard?
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you heard about the Jerry Garcia ice cream?
It's supposed to be tasty. It's got cherries and vanilla ice cream.
I think there's some in my freezer at home, as a matter of fact.
It's good stuff.
Right. I always got it mixed up with Bruce Valanche.
Yeah, because Bruce has the hair.
I'd say, hey, you write the jokes for Whoopi. And he'd say, no, I do the songs with the 20-minute versions.
I hear you make tea.
Yes, we do.
Jelly or jam?
Jelly or jam. We do make jellies and jams, actually, out of tea as well.
What do you like more? What's your favorite?
Which of the Jerry Garcia teas is my favorite?
No, what's your favorite, jelly or jam?
We have a blackberry sage jam. That's great. I love that.
I like jam better.
That's super. Let's get right to some of these calls.
Some people call it preserves.
Everybody wants to talk to you. Let's start in the great state of... Oh, what the heck's that sound? Hello? From New York? Mike!
Hey, hi guys, how you
doing? Mike, hey, welcome to Isn't That Something? You're on with Meredith.
Meredith, the Minister of Enlightenment. Any questions for her? You go ahead and chat with her if you'd like.
Sure. Hi, Meredith, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you today?
We're doing well. Hey, can you tell me a little bit more about your tea?
I sure can. We have, it's called the J. Garcia Artisan Tea Collection, and there's 5 teas inspired by the legendary artist and musician Jerry Garcia. And
do they come in a fancy container?
They do, actually. They come in tins, and the tin label is the original artwork of Jerry Garcia, each one with a separate design.
They're
quite lovely, yes.
Wow. Now, are they tie-dye designs?
No, they're actually his original artwork. He, most people don't know that he, or maybe some people do and some people don't, that he was a very accomplished artist as well as a musician, that he was sketching all the time, and he worked in various mediums.
Get a word in edgewise here.
I'll be damned. Now, is this artwork, can you buy it?
That's two, right? You're keeping track there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Let's go to Jared.
You're doggy.
That sounds awful. Jared. I mean, that cartridge sounds awful. Jared.
Yeah. Yep, that's Jared.
Hi, go ahead, my friend.
How many flavors do you have?
We have 5 flavors.
I'll be damned. This isn't your full-time job, is it?
What's that?
This isn't your full-time job, is it?
Talking about the Republic of TTs? Yeah, it absolutely is.
I'll be damned. Is it like the Jerry Garcia Chunky Monkey ice cream?
Do I like it?
Is it like it? Is the tea like it?
Well, we do have a...
I will be damned. You don't have a Jack Daniels based tea, do you?
No, I'm afraid.
Wait a second. Did you graduate high school?
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
I'll be damned. Hey, you heard Willie Nelson's new song?
I don't know.
Oh, I'll be damned. That's a good one. You have to be an Asian making tea?
No. Well, I mean, we have...
I'll be damned. Hey, do you like cheese biscuits?
This guy is... He's violating every single rule that we've
set up. He is, but he's doing it in a very funny way.
Hold on a moment, please.
Hold on, caller.
Now, let's all remember today's password. You want to win the prize here. Hi, everybody. This is Mike Nipple.
And my name is Victor Navoine.
Don't forget, today's celebrity is secret celebrity Christopher Walken.
All right.
Christopher Walken. That's the clue.
Not Christopher Runnin.
That's right.
Christopher Walken.
Walken. So please remember that. You could win a big prize if you remember who the secret celebrity is.
Not Christopher Robin. Christopher Walken.
Do you get my drift?
Oh, it's still making that sound.
That's scary.
Well, let's go right here. Let's go to Lauren. Hey, hello there, Lauren.
Lauren, you're on with Meredith.
I can get the phone.
Hey.
Hi. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Meredith. How are you?
Hi, Lauren. I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'll be damned. I'm doing pretty good. Do you like these teas? Yes or no?
I think they're great. I think they're delicious. Very flavorful.
I'll be damned. I bet I like them, too. Do you think the weather was good out today?
In San Francisco, it's beautiful.
San Francisco? I'll be damned. I love it out there. How old are you?
How old am I? Oh, let's say I'm in my 30s and leave it at that.
I'll be damned. I'm in my 20s, so that's pretty neat. How long have you been working for the tea company?
Oh, I've been here a few years.
Oh, damn, I'll be damned. I'll be damned. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Do you like it?
I love it. It's great.
I will be damned. I love my job. I work in insurance. It's really important. I like your job.
Do you drink tea, Lauren?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Yeah. These teas, they're great.
I'll be damned. They're really great.
Really great.
How many types?
There's 5 varieties.
That's all the time we have for you, man. What a great call it was.
Hold on there, Lauren. Hold on. Let's see if we can try another one. And there's that annoying sound again.
That's very annoying. I'm not sure we're having a little technical issue.
Let's see. Here's Dad. Dad, the man with the plan.
Damn, I can't believe I'm on the radio. How are you?
Dad, you're on. You're on with Meredith. Her website, www.republicoftea.com. Go ahead, Dad.
Hi, Mike.
Meredith, I'll be damned. I can't believe I'm talking to you. Tell me you make a touch of Earl Grey tea.
Well, you know, actually, that was one we kind of threw around, but actually, we don't have a touch of Earl Grey.
Well, I'll be damned. Why not?
Well, you stay tuned. We may bring a few more to you, and that may be one of them. We do have a
I'll be damned.
Though.
My kid just honked the horn of the car. Well, look, do you drugs? I mean... I mean, the tea will detoxify me if I'm smoking a bowl.
Absolutely, I highly recommend.
I'll be damned. I will be goddamned. I am so glad.
Oh dear.
Well, what else? I mean, do you like to smoke out of a bowl or a bong?
Well, I don't know if this is the venue to talk about that.
Well, I'll be damned. You're on the radio. Might as well put it out there. It'll help me buy your tea.
I think I'd rather stick to talking about the herbs in our teas, actually, than
traditional
herbs.
Well, what's your favorite Dead song?
I think probably Uncle John's Band is my favorite.
I'll be damned, that is my favorite. I saw that. Can you believe? Look, she likes that song. I'll be damned.
Oh, good one.
Okay, hold on a moment. Let me ask you, Meredith.
Yes.
How you like taking calls from our listeners? We got a
wonderful.
We've got a rather wide and eclectic audience, don't you think?
It's a
it's definitely diversified. It sounds like it's great.
It's
no problem.
It's a melting pot.
Yeah,
is what it is.
Before
we take another call, I want to mention again: high blood pressure, is it a killer? The topic tonight with Dr. Joseph Ardinger.
Does your head feel like it might explode? He'll have all the details
for
you
tonight on Westwood One, and then. Say, self-esteem getting you down? join Mike O'Mara for I'm Mike and I'm okay. That's tonight right after the Joe Show.
Very exciting programming coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
You know, I've heard that there's some of that, like, WWE action, that fake animosity between the disc jockeys, between Joe and Mike.
Sure. It's all fake.
Joe's retarded. And that's not a joke. And I'm sorry if, let me just say, he's special.
What's your name again, sir?
Retarded is an ugly word.
Justin.
He's a Mongo. Justin, you're on with Meredith. Go ahead.
Oh, God, I'll be damned. I can't believe I'm on the radio. Meredith, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'll be damned. So are you getting tired of hearing all the listeners say, I'll be damned?
No, it's fine. Whatever.
Let's stop for one second. Rob, pick up the phone.
Okay.
Get her on the phone for a second.
Just a moment.
Now ask. Justin.
Yes, sir.
Justin, keeping in mind, I'll turn that thing off. We have your phone number. We can put you in the book. We can do awful things to you. Why would you be so freaking stupid that you would jump into this and say to her, how do you feel about everybody saying to you, I'll be damned?
I was just trying to work it in. I guess I'm a little brain.
You guess you're what?
A little brain.
A little brain, he said.
I believe it's a chance, an opportunity to bring out a small caliber weapon.
Ass. What was that, Justin?
I'm a...
You missed the spawn.
Killed him dead, Don.
Got him.
I mean...
I'm Don.
No, what's the name?
I'm Don Nipple.
And I'm Victor.
You're Mike Nipple Anus.
Victor.
It's a hyphenated name.
It's Victor.
Well,
please call me by my stage name.
Wasn't I Al Nipple?
You're Al.
Al Nipple.
We're going back.
He introduced you as Don and Mike today.
Big Al Nipple. Who cares?
Okay. You ready for?
Yeah. Let's just get a winner. Let's say goodbye to this lady.
Meredith, stand by to go on the air. Okay.
Well, Meredith, we had some problems. We apologize for some of the language getting through.
We're certainly excited about your tea, though.
On our airwaves today.
No problem.
We do want to thank you for joining us.
You've got a lovely radio voice yourself.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, remember, the time is granted to no one, so make every moment a moment that counts. Current time is 2 minutes before the hour. If you got the time, don't forget, shake a hand, make a friend. Until next time, the big clock on the wall says, that is our time's up. Stand by now for Reverend, excuse me, sitting in tonight will be Mistress of the Night. It's Beth Ann McBride and all things golf.
Fantastic. She's going to be talking tonight about how to get that superior luster when you get your black fingernail polish put on.
And that's followed by Reverend Rob Spiewak. And then you've got the Joe Ardinger Show and then Mike O'Mara.
All right here on this station. You better stay tuned.
And don't forget the all-night worker's friend, Mike Source. He'll be here playing the hits while you're spraying your pits.
Enjoy yourself. Be happy. Make somebody else.
Until next time.
Let a smile be your handshake.
I wish our time could be more important, but the time on the wall says we got to go. It's T-I-M-E. Time answers to no man. Understand what I'm saying? Tick-tock, bing-bong.
Cuckoo!
Ding-dong, the wicked witch is dead.
Very exciting.
Right now, the little cuckoo's coming out of the clock saying the show's over, and we are ready for ABC top-of-the-hour news. Hey, how about that Dick Cheney? Crazy Dick Cheney.
Oh, what a shooter he is, huh?
Let's see if he's shot anybody yet. It's 6 o'clock, and you're listening to K-R-A-P.
Thank you, Meredith.
Thank you very much. It's been great.
Hold on
just a
moment.
Good luck.
We're going to put you on with our producer now.
And now let's go live to the big crap newsroom and find out what's happening at KRAP. Let's go. I put her on. Okay, go see what you find.
Meredith, thanks again.
He might want to ask you the question.
I'll give you a call back regarding that. And I do think it went well. How do you think it went?
That's what we like to hear.
Oh, it was fantastic. Hope you had a good time. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
What'd she say?
She said, as long as you're happy, she was delighted.
Now, Buzz, were you counting?
I was.
Ah, well, then,
that's... Fact, we
because, I mean, I know we've got two that were real close, yeah, right?
We have a clear winner.
Let's go to Kindly Buzz, who counted everybody at all of their I'll Be Dams. Buzz,
our fourth,
what?
Our fourth contestant, Dan, is the winner with 11 I'll Be Damned.
Okay, and do you have the other scores?
I do, as a matter of fact. I don't have all the names. Our third contestant, the female, had 8
Lauren,
I'll Be Damned.
She was good.
Yeah, she was wonderful. Our second contestant had 7. Our first contestant had 2.
Yeah, he was not good.
And Justin, contestant number 5, had 3 but was shot dead in the middle of the game.
What a tragedy that
yes,
was.
Yes, it was.
All right, so that means...
Dan is the clear winner.
Dan means, the man.
Let's go to Dan here.
His went to 11.
Hello there, Dan. Dan.
I'm excited. Thank you.
Way to go, Dan.
Good job. Listen, don't mention it. Dan, here's what you got. Oh, you have got tickets to see Lewis Black.
Oh, man. He's a buddy of mine.
Oh, he is not. Get out of here.
Yes, he is.
You know him personally?
Yes.
How do you know Lewis Black?
I worked in the comedy business for a good number of years.
Did you really?
Yes.
What'd you do?
Ran a couple clubs.
Really?
Yes.
Did you ever, was the phone number ever like 555-HA-HA?
It was something like that, but yeah, it was Laugher at the end of it.
Laugh. Hold on a second. What the hell? How many people would you like to take to the show? Would you like to take like 6 people to the show?
I could take like 2. I'd rather like someone else get some of the extra tickets.
Okay, well then, you know what? Here's what we can do. We can do a third row for you. Okay. We can do a fourth row tickets for whoever the next person was, and fifth row tickets for the next person.
Oh, everybody, the top 3 get tickets.
Yeah.
Nice.
And and you, my friend, also get $100.
Oh, really?
So enjoy. Yeah. Yeah. So go see Lewis Black. He kicks ass.
Yeah.
At the Warner Theater here in D.C., April 21st. Tickets go on sale Friday, Feb 17, noon at all Ticketmaster outlets online at Ticketmaster.com. So Joe, who's back.
Joe.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to Lauren and Jared or whatever their names are. Everybody's a winner.
Yay!
Thank you.
I'll be damned.
I won 1 ticket.
Okay, thank you. Hold on just a moment.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Here he is.
Hey, that's me.
He made it up.
Yes, Buzz. Okay, Buzz. Here you go. Don't screw up tonight.
I'll try not to.
2 segments for you.
That's nice.
What are your lead stories?
Tonight, will they put our vice president in prison? Lots of really gay news. And your favorite fast food restaurant is still trying to kill you.
Okay. Yeah.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That
was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
All right. Got you the first time.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
It's time for a little rippy-dippy on the Don and Mike Show.
So you'll give me the phone sex numbers? Yeah, would you? Thank you.
Was that a little peek behind the curtain?
Mm-hmm. No, I want to get off tonight.
Congratulations. Let us know how that turns out.
Always great. Always great. No,
enjoy.
Thinking that tomorrow maybe...
Shut up, stupid.
Tomorrow maybe it's time.
Damn it!
We've built the library
Jack Bauer
of Jack Bauer tape.
Yes.
We've not had Jack Bauer call a phone whore yet.
Yeah.
I'm tired of putting my ass on the line for nothing.
You're great.
I'm done putting my ass on the line for nothing.
Women love him.
And just the ones we have to be careful of, the ones where doesn't he threaten to kill people a lot?
You probably don't think that I could force this towel down your throat.
Even that's milder, though,
yeah.
I think.
Damn it!
We'd get away with that.
Yeah
totally. We got to be
people
got
enjoy that.
Sex starved sluts, the get off line, curious men. That's a good one. I think I'm Kelly is the one we called before.
That's right.
And Mike, for you, maybe tomorrow we'll call strap-on sluts.
Is that really a line?
Yes, it is.
It's like you don't know.
Yeah, right.
Let me just say real fast.
Hello?
There's a way here if they say this is strap-on sluts.
Hi, baby.
Shut up!
Hi, this is Kelly. You have just found the best way to talk one-on-one.
It's Kelly.
Oh,
yeah.
Hot. Now.
Hold on, now I see. Look at that, Rob. That? I'm Kelly is the same number as strap-on sluts.
She's got the franchise.
Which is the same number as sex starve sluts.
They had two different ads.
That's how I got
about that.
And then there's another one we can call.
Isn't that something?
Las Vegas is calling.
Come on, let's suck a beer.
Stop it now.
Joe.
Yeah, he's back. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there.
Wait, it's true. This country does have bigger priorities on which to focus besides the vice president shooting an old man in the heart. But it is historic and, to some, a metaphor for the Bush administration.
Hey, now, did I or did I not, when I was online a second ago, did I not read that Cheney actually came out today and said something like...
He did a pre-taped interview with the Red Channel, Fox News.
Yeah, he did the exclusive interview with the people that treat him nicely.
Here's your summary of that. He said it was the worst day of his life. He said he's the guy who pulled the trigger, so he takes full responsibility. And I thought this was big of him. He said it's not the fault of the guy who got shot. So I think, and it's a big turnaround. We're very pleased.
Isn't that nice of him? And he was in that safe environment. Did Shep interview him? Is Shep the guy that did the interview?
No, Britt Hume did the interview.
Oh,
and,
Britt, all right.
They're going to run the whole thing. Well, I guess they're running it now.
Here is Scott McClellan, who is the White House press secretary. This is from late yesterday.
Yeah, play this.
He's actually blaming the guy
Unbelievable.
That got shot by Cheney. Listen to this.
She pointed out that the protocol was not followed by Mr. Whittington
right.
when it came to notifying the others that he was there.
You know, hold on. The protocol. Excuse me. Exactly what is the protocol when the vice president shoots you in the face?
Well, he's saying that Harry didn't follow the proper protocol by not staying with, not announcing that he'd return to the hunting party.
Because really, what you're supposed to do is when guys have guns
as you'll find
loaded
out.
With buckshot, you're supposed to walk up in back of them and go, "Hey,
boo!" Right. And in fact, I'll outline for you in a moment what you are supposed to do. But to 78-year-old Harry Whittington today, it's as many as 200 pellets in his body for the rest of his life. One is lodged against or in his heart. Harry had a healthy heart until yesterday when he was moved back into intensive care after that mild heart attack.
Lynn and I have a gay daughter.
If Harry dies, God forbid, but if Harry dies, there could be hell to pay. Under the law, even an accidental hunting death can result in criminal negligence charges. A grand jury would look into that.
If you ever met the Flying Nun, you know what you'd have?
What?
When Harry met Sally. Thank you, Sally Field.
Sally Field was
Sally
the Flying
Field.
Nun, that's right.
They say Sally Ride would be, you know, that's in poor taste,
yeah.
Right? Sally Kellerman, Sally Struthers.
Right.
I mean, there's not a lot of great Sallys out there anymore.
No.
Sally Rogers. From the Dick Van Dyke Show?
Yeah.
I think I'm king of the Sallys.
You are king of the Sallys.
John Sally, former great of the Detroit Pistons.
Last names. Doesn't count.
Still, Sally.
But it doesn't count.
I know it doesn't count.
To a man, experienced hunters told the conservative Washington Times newspaper that Cheney is at fault in the accident. Every single hunter contacted.
You know, why
contacted...
are they even having the debate? I mean, he had the gun.
Well,
he didn't see the guy
think,
pulled the trigger. I mean, come on.
We're having the debate because the White House said
right.
Mr. Whittington,
I have a gay daughter.
Mr. Whittington didn't follow the protocol. That's why he got shot. Every single hunter contacted by the Washington Times says the vice president broke the number one rule of hunting. Don't shoot. Don't shoot until you're 100% sure of your target. Song's called Shotgun.
Right?
Yes, it is by Junior Walker and the All-Stars.
That's right. They say the hunting party is supposed to stay together, shoulder to shoulder. They say Cheney will give hunting a bad name.
I've seen those TV shows. They don't look like they're shoulder to shoulder, you know.
Well, you're supposed to have everybody on your left. You're supposed to be lined up together so you know where everybody is
okay.
So nobody gets shot. Stay together is really the key mm-hmm. here. They say Cheney will give hunting a bad name. Make people think it's unsafe.
Yeah.
Quoting one, I've never sprayed anybody, nor have I ever been sprayed. If I was, I'd never go hunting with that guy again, end quote. The man who was...
How you doing, everybody? Al-Qaeda with you. For the ride home. Like this is happening around America all over. Here at Oldies 103, we'll send this one out to the vice president. And a reminder from your friends of CBS. Don't go out hunting.
Don't not drunk.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me try that.
That's the one. That's the story I want to hear followed up on, that they checked his blood alcohol level. Both guys.
Timely and topical. It's Tommy Top at the top of the charts. Send this one out to the Vice President of the United States, everybody. Say, I heard that Harry from the Morning Waker crew is going out hunting with him tomorrow. Wear that orange, sir. Watch out. Coming at you, Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Yeah, he got a shotgun. Shotgun. His daughter is a lesbian.
He said so himself.
Woo! Feast on the yeast!
Lynn and I have a gay daughter.
There it is.
Echo!
Echo! Fun, isn't it?
And the Bunny Man.
Lynn and I have a gay daughter.
Hey, you're the reverb with us.
Echocardiogram.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hold on.
All right.
You know who else has joined us in the Echo Chamber?
Cool. Echo Bravo Sierra.
It's Dr. Phil.
I'm going to pump them full of sunshine, get them on their back, and then I'm going to move on.
Phil.
Pump them full of sunshine.
We're talking with Dr. Phil right now. What kind of chicks do you like here on the Morning Zoo?
I only date dumb women because the smart ones see right through me.
Yeah. Hey, Dick Cheney. How about that dyke daughter of yours?
Lynn and I have a gay daughter.
Yeah, all right. And it's, 21 past. 21, hold on. Gotta find something. There you go. Here it is. There you go.
There it is. Perfect touch.
Where's my rim shot?
All right, off.
Echo off.
The man who was the press secretary for Ronald Reagan and W's dad says the vice president has handled all of this badly. Marlon Fitzwater says Cheney ignored his responsibility to the American people by putting off reporting the incident. Fitz says he's, quote, appalled by the whole handling of this. Fitzwater outlined for reporters how he would have handled it, quoting him, "This could have all been done in about 2 hours. It's beyond me why it wasn't done this way." But Fitz says he wouldn't trade places with W's press secretary, Scott McClellan. McClellan got peppered with media buckshot yesterday for not having more information sooner and for not answering questions about the incident.
Well, I like the idea that they were hunting drunk, even if it's not true. I like the idea that they had like 6 martinis and then went out to kill some quail.
There are people talking about that. You know, we'll just have to wait and see how that plays out. There was
I got one over here. Dick, don't shoot! Oh, my face.
It's all right. It was an honor to be shot by the vice president.
There were a couple of beers at the picnic earlier that day.
A picture like in the old movies where they bring out the linen tablecloth and they all have their little chandelier.
Red and white check.
They pour their wine.
And for some reason, I keep thinking, I know it's not hunting, but I keep thinking of Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
That they're all sitting around the fire and they're farting. Or, you're back to hunting, then you got to go to the all-time classic Caddyshack 2.
Right.
Would you suck the blood out?
The poison out.
That's it. Would you suck the poison out?
Worst movie of all time.
Well, yesterday, Scott McClellan began to follow the lead of comedians making jokes about the shooting. In a White House tribute to the NCAA champs, the Texas Longhorns, McClellan said, quote, "The orange they're wearing is not because they're concerned the vice president will be here." Unfortunately for McClellan, that was about the time poor old Mr. Whittington had his Cheney-induced heart attack. And although McClellan didn't know that when he was trying to crack jokes, he did soon afterward and still didn't tell reporters.
It's the Keystone Cops.
Speaking of heart health, it turns out McDonald's French fries, not as healthy as we once believed.
Fries be whack.
That's our story when we come back.
All right, thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show. It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show. They craft their spontaneity. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
This bulletin just in.
Lynn and I have a gay daughter.
Well, let's again hear is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Yes, as it turns out, McDonald's French fries, not as healthy as we once believed.
Recently, McDonald's revised its nutrition information on the fries, revealing they contain more trans fat than previously reported.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
Duck fat.
This week, McDonald's admitted for the first time it also uses wheat and dairy products to flavor its fries. This is
great big fart.
It's a shock for people allergic to gluten and lactose.
Bart.
Because even a trace of allergen
great big fart.
Can cause a medical
bart.
Reaction. McDonald's has
great
been
big fart.
Like that. McDonald's
bart.
Has been saying its bart, fries.
Bart, bart.
McDonald's has been saying its fries were free of milk and wheat products.
Gluten.
Up until now, the chain had admitted its fries are exposed to peanut and fish products. For people who have those allergies as well.
Like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
If you buy the supersize, you're a gluten.
Yes.
Have you thought about your liver lately?
Yeah.
And
what's that got to do with McDonald's?
Well, maybe this. If you like your fast food soft drinks with extra ice, you're going to hate this story. A middle school science project in Tampa involved testing the ice for bacteria.
Uh-oh.
A 12-year-old girl compared the water from the ice to the water she took from a toilet bowl. You see where this is going,
you
don't are, you?
You know, just let me tell you, over holidays, when Bart and I went on that cruise,
right?
This is where, I mean, he's wise beyond his years. It's common sense. They've got signs everywhere when you're getting off the boat, like in Cozumel, you know. Don't drink the water.
Yeah, don't drink ice in a beverage, too, right?
Well, now, that's something they don't have.
They don't say that?
They don't have big signs.
They don't tell you that.
So Bart and I went, like, into this cafe, and we're sitting down having something to eat, and all the Diet Pepsi, and he wanted a Corona, whatever, in a can. There are people from the cruise ship that were sitting there having mixed drinks in giant tumblers full of ice.
Oh, dear.
And Bart at one point actually went over to them and said,
good.
Did you see the stuff about not drinking water? And they said, yeah, no problem. We don't want to get sick.
Uh-huh.
And he looked at me and said, where do you think the ice came from?
God. See? He put it together. Sure.
Now, if he's going to have a sense of humor, he lets them know that when they're about halfway through those drinks.
So back to our experiment. This seventh grader says she expected to find some bacteria in the ice, but quoting Jasmine, I never thought the toilet water would be cleaner.
No!
And that was the case 70% of the time. Quoting the Florida official who oversees the inspections, comparing the ice to toilet water can be misleading because there are acceptable levels of bacteria for water. Did he win the science fair last year? Jasmine did.
You.
No matter what they do to our food, no matter how many old guys the vice president shoots, Americans are a happy bunch. A new report from the Pew Center has 84%
you.
Of us.
Hey, you.
84% of us describing ourselves as either pretty happy or very happy.
Well, they have not called my house.
And because Pew's been asking this question for decades, they were able to make a chart that shows we've always been just as happy.
Terribly unhappy.
That we're,
you know, happy clown.
Happy
on the outside, crying on the inside.
Right.
Happy clown.
Through thick and thin, for better or worse, peace at war, doesn't matter, we're always happy.
Oh, BS.
According to these surveys, we're always right around 84%. No matter when you take the survey, it always comes out the same.
We're the biggest, most powerful, richest, the best nation in the world.
Uh-huh.
However, we are spoiled.
Yeah.
We are all always in bad moods. You know why? Because, I'm as big a violator of this as anybody. Oh, it took me 5 more minutes to get to work today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, some dick cut me off. Oh, I didn't get the letter in the mail that I was waiting to get. You know, all you need to do is go to another country.
And find out how they have it.
Right.
I don't even care if it's a civilized country like England.
Mm-hmm.
But you go over there and you see just how bass-ackwards everything is.
Yep.
You're so grateful to come back. But then once you get here, you take it for granted.
Sure.
I don't believe people are happy.
Well, people say they're happy.
They're lying.
Well,
I wasn't happy. I was not happy until today.
Well, of course.
When Joe came back.
Absolutely.
Now we're all
Joe.
Happy. Mm-hmm. Well, you may be onto something, Don. As one psychology professor put it, not many people want to admit to a pollster they're unhappy. And maybe that's the key. The study says, by the way, that married people...
What about to a pollstery?
Huh?
Hey,
look at your sofa every night going, I'm so unhappy.
The study says married people are twice as happy as the unmarried, but
oh God!
It also says,
I'm sorry, Buzzy. Instant lyometer went off.
I know my happiest day of the year.
Yeah.
My happiest day of the year is my first when I walk into the ballpark for my first spring training game. That's my happiest day of the year. Every year, exactly the same.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. That's the way. And your happiest day is your first day of football season.
Yep. Opening day for football. I mean, the real opening day, like the Thursday night game.
And that's true, right?
Yes. And for Buzz, I know it's every day because it simply is. It's the eyes open and you go, I'm alive.
I live.
Thank God.
I'm alive.
I didn't think that would happen. People with pets.
Hold on, Rob.
No, it's when Gary gets admitted.
Admitted?
Yeah, to the hospital.
Yeah.
Happy day.
So long.
People with 2 to 10 weeks.
People with pets no happier than people without them, according to the survey.
Well, everybody's miserable, but we should just stop our bitching. I mean, really. Even go to a country like I've watched some of the Olympic coverage,
mm-hmm.
and in Torino, in Pinto, uh-huh. Italy, it's not really Torino. We're calling it that to make it sexier.
And is there any coincidence? I mean, is there a reason why these are all former Ford cars?
I mean,
I'm just curious.
Yeah, fix and repair daily. I don't
right.
know. F-O-R-D.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is that even when they're doing they're like the pieces where they show the cobblestone streets and
yes.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I felt when I went to Europe with my wife and with Rob and with Carrie.
Right.
It was like a day, or when we all went to Ireland.
Right.
It's like you're there for a day and it's like, this sucks. Mm-hmm. These streets are all tiny. Everything smells like ass. Nobody speaks American. Jesus Christ, you could not get me back to America faster. And I noticed the same thing on the Olympics. Like, they're showing the charming villages. You know what I'm thinking?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm there, I'm out of my freaking mind. Bunch of chicks with big armpit hair, bunch of smelly Guidos, all of them drinking their very tiny espressos out of their little baby Barbie, you know, like the tea set thing.
Right.
And everybody so close together wearing their Olympic berets.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's not anything spectacular like Times Square, Las Vegas,
right.
Washington, D.C., some of our beautiful cities. This is just some run-down, skanky, WW2-looking brick Berlin 1943.
It's trendy.
Sucks.
Why don't you just let everybody know once and for all that when the date comes, what's the date, September 28th or whatever?
29th.
29th.
2008, right.
The day after you start your job at the Travel Channel.
Johnny Patriot.
Yeah.
Seriously. You want a good vacation?
I thought you liked France.
And that's the Frida factor.
Mm-hmm.
I liked a lot of things because I like Frida.
Okay.
Right.
But now the beach.
Yeah, I like the beach in America.
It was a nice beach.
Beach is a beach.
It was a nice beach in France.
Mm-hmm. Did you like the chow?
Chow was good.
The chow was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say, America is, no BS, the greatest nation. But we're not happy. Because we don't have the chance to go other places. Now, here I am. I'm just saying. I'm so mixed up.
You're contradicting yourself.
Right, because I've been other places.
Right.
And I should be happy, but I'm miserable.
Well, that may be a separate issue.
I should be happy.
I am completely and totally confused.
I should be happy because I realize how great America is.
Right. Mm-hmm. That makes you happy.
Buzz says that most Americans are very happy.
They say they are.
I think that we are miserable. But if
that
we look at other countries, we'd realize how great we have it.
Yeah,
however, I've been to other countries and come back,
mm-hmm.
and I still am just a miserable wreck.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Well, I got to sleep on all this.
That's the end of my lecture for today.
Your travel.
Is the pep talk over?
Yeah, except, let me just say, Destination Orlando.
Uh-huh.
No matter what you're thinking this year, Destination Orlando.
Well,
that's traveling.
It's all happening.
Your motto has always been, see the USA in your Chevrolet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you mock me. Go ahead. Mock me.
No, I see you're saying discover America first. I mean, I like that.
I used to tell Frida, seriously.
You got
to
contact the guy that I watch during the baseball season that does the commercials.
Who's that?
I'm the number one guy from USRV. Get in your RV.
I used to really say to Frida, seriously, I swear to Christ, why would I want to go somewhere else where they're not going to have stuff the way I like it? I mean, American stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, there's so many places you can go in this country. Why would you want to go somewhere where they got smelly animals in the street, they got cobblestone streets, right. and they have those beautiful the bistros on every corner? Yuck. you know what? Give me a Best Buy.
Some might make the argument that it's a simpler way of life.
Right, a retarded way.
It's a less complicated way of life.
You know what I like?
What?
I like no matter where you go in America, it's always the same. Starbucks, Best Buy, mm-hmm. Barnes & Noble, Taco Bell.
One big mini
all
mall.
Of them right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I love that about America.
Yeah.
God bless America.
We got the coast-to-coast mini mall.
But you're not happy.
No, I'm miserable.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
And I have a gay daughter.
I'm miserable.
So is he.
I've got a head wound.
Yes, you do.
I have to wear a freaking baseball hat backwards.
You'll heal.
To cover the stitches.
Looks good.
Jesus
Come
Christ.
On, let
look
it all go now.
Look on the bright
you want
side.
To, let it all out. Let it all out right now. Let it all. This is your venting. You want to vent.
I'm just a mess. I'm just a mess. I truly am. I mean, I'm trying to hold it together here, but I'm really falling apart. Falling apart at the seams.
You know, I don't think you're nearly as falling apart as
no.
you think you are.
I am.
Joe's back.
Yeah, right. Right, Joe's back. Yeah, oh, whoopee. Wow, now I'm happy.
Well, I certainly am. Why can't you be more like me?
Yeah.
I try every day, Mike.
Really? How often do I tell you, raise that self-image up?
Buzz.
Yes, Valentine's Day.
I don't even know what I was talking about.
Well, man. We have to go to break here.
What you gave through all of that, and I hope everybody was able to decipher.
Oh, crap.
Was a patriotic speech.
That's right.
You were talking about the development of America.
Embrace America.
And the fact that we're creating jobs and Best Buy.
The rest of the world sucks.
Really,
the rest of the world sucks. If you want to know what the rest of the world is like...
You, my friend, have never been to Morocco.
Go to Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
They've got all the little... You go see what it's like in all the
small
countries.
World, and you can see.
Go see. They sure. got the fake cobblestone streets. And
we'll be glad you're here.
And everything else. Mm-hmm. Now, you know what? Give me my big 8-lane death strip out there. I'll take that.
There it is.
I love that.
Give me that. I'll take that. I love America. I love life, but I hate myself. I guess that really would be it.
Yes, but most Americans are like you, filled with self-loathing.
Mm-hmm.
Hate myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not America that I hate. Mm-hmm. It's myself that I hate.
And I hate myself for loving you. And after the Elvis powdering episode, this is turning into a gay show.
You get the Joan Jett prize. Buzz?
Yes.
God damn, I'd love to ramble more.
I know. I wish I could.
Because I'm a rambling, gambling man.
You are.
Oh.
Hey, incidentally, can you tell? I took a Vicodin about an hour ago.
Oh, my God. That would explain it.
How long ago?
Oh,
seriously, how long ago?
5:30.
There you go.
Yeah, kicking in.
It's like clockwork the way your pain comes. Jesus Christ.
We got a break.
Mom says we have to
break.
I don't care.
Come on,
Ken.
Let me break.
I don't care.
Come on, Evans.
I don't care. I took one of my Vicodin. For my head wound.
Straining.
We'll be right back.
That stool.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt.
It's all been
so incredibly fascinating
and
entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Beautiful mind, Don and Mike.
See, at this point, it ain't the stitches in my head.
No.
It's the bruised ribs.
Yeah, your side ache.
I tell the boys during the commercials, I know we got to fly. The worst feeling in the world, I go to the CVS today to get some more of the meds.
Uh-huh.
And I see on the little bottle, it's got the yellow sticker
right.
that says, no refills,
no refill.
Authorization required.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not too nutty. I open up the bag, and I get out the jar, and I go, 15? She says, that's what the doctor said. I said, 15? Okay, I guess I'll see you tomorrow about noon.
You should have told you were on the radio. She would have given you 30.
That's right.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Well, maybe you gave her a card shaped like an ass. Maybe you gave her a box of chocolates shaped like an ass. Since a Valentine heart looks nothing like a real heart, what did inspire that icon? Arnold's favorite body part, the ass.
Yeah,
according to a professor of psychology here in Virginia who studied all things Valentine. His research of literature and mythology has traced the ass-shaped heart back to ancient Rome. As for why it's red, that's a kicker for another newscast. I'm Spanky Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Chest my ass.
Mike might have the red ass tonight.
I can only hope. We're going to try tonight. Good luck.
We'll see you tomorrow with the new episode. I'll be damned.
Damn.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Okay, and you?
Tomorrow we'll both be on painkillers.
Oh, that's right. Rob's going to be on meds as well tomorrow.
Fantastic.
Joe picked a good time to come back. Bye.
When we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.